much ado we're talking about the Mokum Shein Roi Lavoda, which is Nifgan HaMizbeach, right? And the obvious problem was, as we pointed out, the same parallel problem with Mokum Shein Roi is Mishein Roi, which is, if it's Pusul, then who cares that Machshava is not Moelis? And that is where we left off. Let's just get back into where we were.
You want the board?
I think I remember what was on the board.
Okay.
You'll tell me if there's a secret.
No.
Sure, I'll take it as you put the other.
Okay. So the basic problem was, as we pointed out, if it's Pusul anyway, who cares, right? If the carbon is Pusul, and we know the carbon is Pusul, as it says, it's Gachim Dachdon Tes, Mizdeh Shenifgam, Koa Zvachim Shehayusham Psulim. Right? Then, who cares, if I can be a little flippant here. So one approach we saw was a parallel approach to Mishein Roi Lavoda. I don't remember if I'm writing in the same order or not, but was Tosfos, Enachanami Pasol, the Chiddush is that there's no Karis. Yeah, of course it's possible. The Chiddush is that there's no Karis. The second approach was the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes says the Mizbeach is not actually Nifgan, right? And we thought that's also what Rabin Gershom also sounded like. Right? Although he certainly wasn't as clear about it as the Sfas Emes. Mizbeach's not actually Nifgan, but rather what you have is Chishev Ba'avoda Kesheha Mizbeach Shalem, or let's say better, right? Not actually Avel Chishev Lizro Chutz Lizmano Chutz Limkomo Chutz Lizmano O Chutz Limkomo Oshalo Rishma. Again, this is assuming like Rabbi Yochanan, how close you get into, that if you do something, you just think you'll do the next thing, Shalo Rishma, that's also. So, Le'achar She'ipagim HaMizbeach. Right? And these are the same two we had for Mishein Roi Lavoda. Then, the third possibility is, no, really is Nifgam HaMizbeach, but nonetheless, it's Kasher. Right? Unlike these two. Right? The third possibility, the only one left is, Enachanami Nifgam HaMizbeach Ba'afilu Hachi HaKorban Kasher. How can you have Nifgam HaMizbeach and the carbon still be kosher? Right? By Mishein Roi Lavoda, we had this third option was the Shidum Gebetzes and the Rambam. How can you have a real Mishein Roi Lavoda, but yet the carbon's kosher? Tosa says, Mishein Roi Lavoda, Baal Mumu, Kabbalah, and carbon's possible. Just no Karis, that's the Chiddush. The Sfas Emes says, no, it wasn't really, and we read that in Rabbeinu Gershom, that's just us, the Achiezer, says, no, it's not really Mishein. Really, a kosher guy did Kabbalah. He just thought that a Baal Mumu should be Zor Kotz's Manu. The third possibility we had was Rambam and Shidu Mubetzes. It's a really apostle guy. So how is the carbon not apostle? Because there's more dam in the neck, and he doesn't apostle it, even though what he did is no good. But a kosher guy can go and get the rest of the dam and do a voda. Here, it's a little harder to give that okimta. It doesn't seem to be the Rishonim are giving that okimta, or somebody at home suggested. So, right, Ketzad. Here, we said there are three possibilities, and I think we left off after only saying the first possibility. One was the Shidim Gubetzes, which is based on the Shita of Kosos and Zvachim Dachmontes. And remember, we put on the board, I think over here someplace, the two ways of reading Mode Rav Bedamin in Zvachim Dachmontes, right? Is it that you don't need a Mizbeach only for Ktoris? Because Ktoris, the Ikar is the Heichal, and the Kli is not so Ma'akev, and that's why it's at the end of Parshas Truma, the Meshech Chachma says, and at the end of Parshas Tzava, and not with all the kelim, because it's not really so important. It's a special, but everything else needs a mizbeach. Or Tosin opinion, no. Everything doesn't need a mizbeach. Only dam needs a mizbeach. And we explained, because everything else you burn. When you burn, it goes up to Hashem. That, and mizbeach is the chachila, it's nice. But for that mizbeach also. But dam, all you do is throw it. If you don't throw it on a mizbeach, then you're not doing anything. Right? So dafka dam, in which you don't burn, you have to throw it on a mizbeach, or else you've just tossed it around. And tossing it around is clearly not an avoda. So, therefore, only dam needs a mizbeach. Anything that's not dam doesn't need a mizbeach. Mizbeach shenifgam, zvachim are pasol. Yeah, animal carbonos which have dam are pasol. But minchas? if it's nefka hamzeach. Obviously, it's better with a mizbeach. But this is one approach. Was what? Hagashon only lechachila. Sheet mekubetzes al pi tosos zvachin. I never know how to write tosos. Is it tosos and zvachin in the Testament Aleph? Because that's where Dibur Maskil is. Or do you call tosos and zvachin in the Testament Beis because it crosses the page and this part is on the? I'm going to call it in the Testament Beis. I wonder if there's a like a convention. Obviously, it's not thinking of Kriya.
Logically, they do it in the Testament Beis.
Here they do it in the Testament Beis. Okay, a convention. When I was a kid, art school became the convention. Now I guess it's Masifta. Okay, great. So Tosfos is often in the Testament Beis. He says very, very pashut. He says that Ma'iri bin Mincha Omincha Lo Boi Mizbeach. Mincha, if there's no mizbeach, you just burn it on the floor where the mizbeach should be. You need a mock mizbeach. You can't bring your mincha outside. That would be a big avera. But you don't need a mizbeach for me. You don't need a mizbeach likuma for dummy. You don't need a mizbeach for being makar a mincha. Okay, later on in Zvachim, it says you need it for eating a mincha. That's not our problem now. Now we're being makar of it. Okay, very simple. So that's why it can be nifka mizbeach and still a kosher karban. The chiddush here is that if you really don't need a mizbeach for a mincha, then why is it even a makam she'ina roi lavoda? Then why should machshava be poselus? And here, I'm not satisfied I have the absolute best answer possible, but im kain, lama ein machshava poselus, vaharei hamakom ro'oi leminachos. Right? If it's a makom roi for menachos, just not for zvachim, then why is the machshava poselus taku when you go at this? So I said, a little bit of doichak, maybe you can figure out something better, right? Yesh lomar dekevan dimachsheves menachos nilman bizvachim, right? How do we know that machsheves posel menachos, first posos, I think, in our mesechet, says, ah, we learn it from zvachim, because those are Torah lo'ol la'mincha, etc. Okay, so maybe machsheves only posel menachos, where it would be posel in zvachim. Okay, after you can say, ulai. Ein machshava poseles b'menachos heicha delo haisa poseles bizvachim. Okay, that is, I think, where we left off. Yes?
Don't you say, since it's only good to heaven, then it's okay, it's not really good?
I'm wondering about that. Could you say that since, I assume, you know, it doesn't say so before Shavachan on the test, but it's obvious to me that Lechachil you should have a Mizbeach. Maybe it's a Machim She'ina Rai Lavoda because you're really better to have a Mizbeach. And Machim She'ina Rai Lechachil is not a Machim Rai Lavoda, is what Morty's suggesting. You have to figure out why. Why is a Machim She'ina Rai Lechachil not a Machim Rai Lavoda? That's reminiscent of the Raivin, right? The Raivin says Chodesh before the Omer. Well, that was more serious, l'chachila. Okay, after you could say, ain't a roi, A, you have to assume, l'chachila, you have to have a mizbeach. Which, it's not as strong as l'chachila as the right, right? The right was from Echadosh, it's not usher before shtei lechem, it's just kosher. Here, it's not that it's usher to be makar mincha without a mizbeach, according to the Tosfos and Zvachim and Shivu Betzes, it's just that it's not as good. So after you could say that, okay, I'm definitely open to the fact that there could be something cleverer than what I said. Okay, give me a second.
Oh, okay.
Let's now go to the Rambam. Says the Rambam. says the Rambam, what's the case? Now, is the Rambam, could the Rambam mean the same thing as Shidim Kubetzes? Clearly? Not. Why? Says the Rambam, B'makom ha'rei lavoda keitzan, v'yach she'nefkam v'chishev machshev zman, or machshev makom, lo pasal ha'zevach b'machshev zo, sh'arei ein ha'makom atavoi lavoda. How do we know he doesn't hold like Shidim Kubetzes? Because he says, lo pasal ha'zevach, right? Zevach is a zevach. Zevach means, by definition, an animal that you slaughter. That's what zevach means. So he's clearly talking about an animal. I think it's clear to me, even though, when Haskinah wants to say he means like Tosfos. What he means, you're not chayav karis. Lo pasal, to meet Pashas and Rambam, lo pasal means it's not pasal. I'm not even sure why that's such a big kiddush. Lo pasal, sounds like it's takanat pasal. He's in three. It's takanat pasal, but it's a zevach. right? Hazevach lo pasal hazevach, right? So the question is, what's the Rambam? The Rambam is, he says it's really mizbeach nifgam, not tzvas emes. It's really not pasal, not tosvos. It's really a zevach, not the shibig betzes. What's pshat in the Rambam?
Lo pasal hazevach.
The question is, why lo pasal hazevach? Especially since the Rambam himself admitted in Perek Gimel of Psulim Kedoshim, Halach Chaf Beis, which the Gemara is not going to test, Mizbeach shenifgam nifsul kalakotshim shahayu sham shkutim b'mikdash. Adayim l'mizbeach damah. The Mizbeach is nifgam, all shechted kotshim are pasal. If they're in the middle of their hodah. So he admits any shechted karbon is pasal. Any shechted karbon is pasal. Why? He says, "Shari ain't shem mizbeach l'shukolov. A mizbeach shenifkam is not considered mizbeach. There's no mizbeach through the zrika. But now, mizbeach lo so sefer shlamech. Klomer tizbeach lo omei b'tikuno lo pagum. You have to do it when it's b'tikuno, not when it's pagum. There's no zrika. So now, if you did avoda, right? Mechshava is only shayach b'shas avoda. If you did avoda, it's obviously shachet. I know bal chayin might be there. If you did avoda, it's shachet because there's only four avodas you can mechshava: shkita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika. So if you did avoda, it's something that's between shechting and zrika." And the Rambam is very mefurish, being shechting and zrika. It's puzzle if the mizbeach is nifgam. So if it's puzzle anyway, why does he have to tell us lo puzzle as zevach in the machshava? Now the Achronim have a gazillion pirushim here. I can't prove to you what's right, what's wrong. I don't have a smooth answer. I'll do the best I can. The best I can is based on the hakira of the Keren Ora. The Keren Ora makes a hakira in zvachim daf nun tes. What do we say in Zvachim Daf Nun Tes? We said, Mizbeach shenifgam, kol hakotshim shenishchatu sham psulim. Right? Zvachim Daf Nun Tes. Mizbeach shenifgam. What did I just read? Kol hakotshim shenishchatu sham psulim. Kol ha-kotshim she-nishchatu sham are psulim. Why? Why are any shechted kotshim psulim? That's what the Rambam says. Any shechted kotshim are psulim. Why are any shechted kotshim psulim? So there are two ways to understand it. What's this emphasis on shchita? There are two ways to understand this, says the Keren Ora. One is, it's a psulim shchita. It's a psulim shchita. Why? Because it says, Vizavachta alavas olosech v'yashlomecha. Vizavachta means you shecht. That's what zvicha means. You shecht on the zveach. Oh, you don't shecht on the zveach. You shecht on the floor. No, you don't shecht on the zveach, but you shecht relating to the zveach. You shecht, you know, relying on the zveach. And therefore, if you shecht without the zveach, that's possible to not vizavachta alavas olosech v'yashlomecha. Right? So. What? No. Al-Yerach HaMizbeach Tzafona, but this is true even of Kachim Kalim. So it's not because of that. So ask the Keren Ora and all the other Achronim, right? There are two ways to understand that. Either it's a Din Bezvicha, that Zvicha B'li Mizbeach is Psula. And why would Zvicha need Mizbeach when you're not doing anything with Mizbeach? That's the Chesh of Vachtolah. Or you could say no. Vizavachta Allah doesn't dafka mean you need shchita relating to the mizbeach. It just means the process needs a mizbeach. Why does the process need a mizbeach? Because Adam Allah mizbeach. And mizbeach pogam is not a mizbeach. So the other possibility is it's a din bizrika. It's a din bizrika. If it's a din bizrika, what does that mean? That means that zrika al mizbeach pogam is psula. Ah, but if it's in Bizrika, then why is the problem if it's just shechted? Why all karbanos shouldn't be pasul? It should only be pasul if you're zorek on the zveach on this pogum. So, because the Gemara there brings up another factor called if you can't be zorek the dam, if this is not royal Bizrika, then what might be the problem even beforehand? Dichoy, right? Din Bizrika plus din dichoy. Afilu kodem zrika Ah, why is it only kashrin on shechita then? Why say nishketu is pasul? Because what can be nidta and what can't? The way we paskin?
Kachi.
Kachi, okay. No, actually, it's a big suffix. Okay, but shchutim are dechuyim. We paskin balei chayim ingam nidach. There's no dechuy by live animals. So that's why, until it's shechted, it's a live animals have no dechuy. Once it's shechted, you have dechuy. It's not that the shchita is significant because the word is zavachta. No, zavachta just means sacrifice. Zavachta doesn't mean act of slaughter. Zavachta means sacrifice. The reason why it's possible after shchita is because dechuy is chal. Once it's shechted, din dechuy afilo kodem zricha. Brak achar shchita shaharei balei Chayim ein nidachim. Okay, this is the Keren Oris Chakira. Says the Brisker Rav there, and a lot of Achronim. Let's read the Rambam Par Gimel again. Tell me which side of the Chakira you think the Rambam holds from. Everyone listen carefully. Mizbeach shenifgam. Nifsul kol hakotshim shahayur sam shkutim. Any slaughtered karbanos that are already shechted or pasal. B'mikdash shadayim l'nizuk damam, if they weren't finished yet. Shari ein sham mizbeach l'nizuk alof. There's no mizbeach to do zrita onto. Okay, so what did the Rambam throw in here that, you know, is not explicit in the Gemara? Ein kamizbeach lizrok alof, right? I'm not sure if you would say it's 100% proof, but it certainly makes sense. Why is it puzzle? Because there's no mizbeach to do zrika onto. Sounds like the problem is there's no future mizbeach to zrika in the future. Sounds like dichoy. This is what the Brisker Rav says. That this is the Rambam. If this is the Rambam, then maybe we can suggest, and okay, the few Achronim are more or less in this direction, maybe we can suggest a solution to the Rambam. Why is it? The question is the thing. Lama lo nifsal. Right? What's the question? The question is ketzad, meaning lama lo nifsal. Mishum pgimas hamizbeach. So you could say, look, we're not doing a zrika. You didn't do zrika on a pug mizbeach. You just did one of the other avodos. And here, maybe you could say chidush. Problem is do you come sotrim in paragimel about this case? The Ram has an interesting lashon, though. Okay. I'm not saying this is a proof, because there's Diyukim Sotrim, but the Rambam says, Mizbeach Shenifgam, Nifsul Kolakotchim Shahayu Sham Shkutim. Right? Some sort of like, Shahayu Sham Shkutim. He doesn't say you Shechtin is puzzle. Any Kotch that were Shkutim are puzzle if Nifgam HaMizbeach. What if they weren't Shkutim when Nifgam HaMizbeach? You Shecht them after Nifgam HaMizbeach. What if you Shecht them after Nifgam HaMizbeach? Reasonable question? You shech them after Nifgam HaMizbeach. What's the din then? So, if you said there's a fundamental problem in Shechita, then obviously there's a problem. You shech them after Nifgam HaMizbeach. But, if you assume no, the problem is just the Zerika and Dichoy, then maybe you can make an Okimta in the Rambam. What Okimta do you want to make? Just make an Okimta. What Okimta are you going to make? The Okimta is Mairi. Begavni de lo shayach dichoy. Ve'em lo shayach dichoy. Ein psol. Right? Ein pegimas hamizbeach poseles ela bizrika. Right? That's what we just said. Half you have a case, there's no dichoy. So here the Achronim get a town arguing, you have two options. What's the case? Either, right? What's the okimta? The okimta is one of two possibilities. One possibility is, basically, what are we going to say? The Rambam says, remember we discussed this? Remember, what else is not dichoy? Sukkah? What kind of dichoy did we discuss? The difference between? Okay, we discussed and... Dichoy Meikara versus Nira Venitcha. What are you just going to say in the Okimta? The Okimta is very simple. Equals just make the Okimta of Dichoy Meikara.
ain't no dichoy.
Just say this Rambam is talking about a case where there's no dichoy. Ain't a Rambam. If there is dichoy, there's nothing to talk about. Who cares if machshava apostles or not? If apostles, there's dichoy. But this Rambam is talking about a case of no dichoy. How can there be no dichoy? Don't we know Zeacha Chenifkam is a dichoy? Yeah, it's a dichoy. But dichoy meikar is not a dichoy. How do you have an okimta dichoy meikar? So here's where it depends on this subtlety. Either,
right? Either you make an okimta of that nishchatu, nishchatu, kisha hamizbeach var nifgam.
The Rambam and Gimel Chafetz Chaim, where they were shechted, and then the mizbeach was nifgam. They were shechted, they're ready. Then the mizbeach is nifgam. That's called nira v'nifcha. They were ready, and then nifcha. If you shecht them after the mizbeach is nifgam, maybe that's dichoy meikara. As long as they were bali chayim, there's no dichoy. Now the dichoy is gonna. Yeah, they were out of the parsha. Now the dichoy is gonna start when you shecht them. That's dichoy meikara. The reason that's controversial is because it's not really dichoy meikara. It's dichoy meikara from when they weren't alive anymore. But if you count the time they were alive, it's nira v'nidcha. So that's a machlokes de'achronim. If something was alive, but then from when it was dead, it was dichoy the whole time. Is that dichoy meikara? Because when it was dead and in the parsha, it was dichoy meikara. Or is that nira v'nidcha? Because it was nira when it was alive. So if not, you just make the other okenta. What's the other okenta? Oh?
No, but that can't be.
Hukdeshu v'nishchatu. Right, I think, in which of these you're going to say the second one is glatt? If the mizbeach was nifgam, and then you were makdish in the first place and shecht it, then clearly that's dichoy meikara. Because before you're makdish, it's not shecht dichoy, it's chulin. From the moment that you're makdish, the mizbeach is already nifgam, dichoy meikara is not dichoy. Right? And then, of course, you have to fix the mizbeach before shrika. Okay, so you'll fix the mizbeach before shrika, but say you're not the end of the world. I think this is the best way to explain the Rambam. I know there's a gazillion ways in the Achronim. I think the best way to explain the Rambam is if you say, no, that psul is because of dichoy. It's a psul in Zrika. We never say you did Zrika here. It's a psul of dichoy. Just have a case where there's no dichoy. How do you have a case of no dichoy? Dichoy may cover, not so hard. And I think it's beduyik in the Lashon and Gimel Chafeis. That's why I'm willing to be so mechanic. Everything that was already shechted is psul. Why doesn't he say everything shechted from now on? So you could say, because minastam, you're going to be busy fixing his bech before you shecht anything. But it could be, because no, what's shechted from now on is dichoy meikara. That's not possible. Certainly what's hukdash and shechted from now on is for sure dichoy meikara, not possible. So I think that's the best way to explain the Rambam, that the Rambam is talking about a case where there's no dichoy. It's clearly in a royal avoda, because you can't get to finish the avoda without fixing his bech. We understand machshava doesn't work because there's no possibility of getting there as it is now. So right now machshava doesn't work because you're doing avoda in a way that you can't finish right now, in circumstances where you can't finish. But as long as it's meikara, it's no dichoy, and it's not possible.
It might not be matched in the Rambam, but if it was just a din zifa, and you have a case where you shechted it while that was shalem, then it got nifkam.
Aha. So the Karen Orr seems to say everyone agrees that it's at least also a din zrika. Yes. Okay. Now, that's what I think you could say in the Rambam to answer the question. That is just a case of, here we have, the answer is, mincha doesn't need a mizbeach. Here the question is, I'm basically going to say, it's dichoy meikara, is what I think is pshat in the Rambam. You can say whatever you want is pshat in the Rambam. Whatever you make up, pshat in the Rambam, there's at least one achron supporting you, because the Rambam doesn't really explain the answer to the question. That's what I think is pshat in the Rambam. Let's go to Rashi. Rashi says, it's not 100% clear what Rashi says. I mean, clear what Rashi says. Says Rashi, in Pigel b'komatz b'shas b'gimas ha-mizbeach, lav pigel hu, v'im yitak mizbeach b'osu ayom yakti renu. Right? So, says Rashi, what's the case? The case is, Pigel b'komatz b'shas b'gimas ha-mizbeach, v'lo hiktir ad right? Ad okay. That's what I'm also going to say in the Rambam. The Okinta is that that Lozarak, the Lozarak ad
shetiknu hamizbeach. Right?
Because Zeritha would certainly be a problem. Says Rashi, you started the avodah and mizbeach was pogom, and that's why it's a makom, the machshava is not serious, because like, as it is now, you can't finish what you're doing. However, since the machshava wasn't serious, because right now it's not a way you can do a full avodah, the machshava is not chal, and therefore it's still kosher, and if you fix the mizbeach, you can be mocked to the komets. So I guess he doesn't say explicitly, let's say you were komets, you took out the komets, or put the komets in a kli, when the mizbeach was pogom, and then you fix the mizbeach, it's okay. So the question is, what is pshat in the Rashi? And I think there are two ways to go with this Rashi. Okay, I found these two ways, one in the Sefer Ola Shlomo, one in the new modern-day Sefer Minchas Avraham. You'll tell me which way you like better. One way of going Rashi is that it's the exact same as the Rambam. Maybe Rashi is exactly the same as the Rambam. Rashi is the same as the Rambam. He holds the problem as only Zrika or Haktara. He's clearly not the Shidu Gavetz. The Shidu Gavetz says a mitzvah doesn't need the mizbeach at all. He clearly thinks you need the mizbeach to be shalim b'shas Haktara. Right? So maybe he's the exact same as the Rambam. He just used an example of a mincha, while the Rambam used an example of a zevach. The Rambam used an example of zevach because why not? Most kavanos are shvachim. Rashi used an example of mincha because he's a masechet menachos, so he used an example of mincha. And in the sugya, mincha's omer, so he used an example of a mincha. Right? So exactly the same as the Rambam, just make it okimta. The din is that the psul is bishas zrika / haktara. Vekodem lekach pasol mishum dichoy. And make it okimta that it's dichoy meikara. Could you make an okimta in the Rashi dichoy meikara? You could. I don't have a diuk like in the Rambam, I have a diuk. What's my diuk? Not from here, but my diuk is from over there. He says, they're already shchutim shas pimas of mizbeach as possible, giving us already an opening to say, if you shechta them after pimas of mizbeach, it's dichoy meikara and kosher. For Rashi, you can make an okimta if you have to. One derech is, he's the same as the Rambam, you just use an example of mincha and make an okimta. The other possibility is, Rashi mentioned mincha for a specific reason. Rashi really thinks there's something going on with mincha here. Right? Rashi was not the Rambam. By zevach, he wouldn't say this. He only says this by mincha. The other possibility is that bizvachim moder Rashi depasol ki haigavna. In zvachim, he would admit a case like this is possible. If you shechted it, mizbeach was pagum, and then mizbeach was fixed, he admits that that possible. It's only by menachos that he is. It's only by menachos that he's willing to be mako. And I think this depends on the not gersa but the parsing, the punctuation of Rashi and Zvachim. Rashi says, in Zvachim, I know you don't have it in front of you. Shenishka to shamba azara. Colon, kishehu shalim, when the mizbeach is shalim. And it says on the side here, ayin rashak, the shekosav, shetibur rashal shenishkutu, ad milos ka'amar, hu dibur echad, v'bal panami iros hisigalav, etc. Right, so he quotes in the Birkas HaZevach that this is one Rashi. Shenishketu sham kshu shalim. You need to shech them when it's shalim. Maybe Rashi holds like this. Okay, the Mechas of Ram actually says it a little fancier than this, but we'll say it this way. Maybe you could say it like this. He takes the other side of the chakira. Vizavachta alav. You need to shecht it when the mizbeach is shalim. He doesn't think the issue is if it's already shechted. He thinks you need to shecht it when the mizbeach is shalim. The ikkar is, you need to shecht it when the mizbeach is shalim. So, says Rashi, what I'm claiming is, ulai Rashi's Vachim, certainly if you read Rashi's Vachim, the way it says on the side here, shenishkutu sham bazar kshu shalim, they have to be shechted when it's shalim. Not, they were shechted, and then, let's see. No, they're shechted when it's shalim. So you need shechita b'shash shleimus ha-mizbeach. Why? Because the ikar is b'zavachta alav. The zvicha needs to have a mizbeach. The zvicha needs to relate to the mizbeach. You need to be zovech al ha-mizbeach, not al, geographically on top of the mizbeach, because we're zovech behemos on the floor, but you need to be zovech relating to the mizbeach, in the presence of the mizbeach. But you need al yerech ha-mizbeach for kachin kachim, even for kachin kalim. You need olav. Not al yerech, not al yartzafona, but olav. You know, on some yerech, perhaps, or on some limb of the mizbeach. So if so, what are you going to say? You're going to say like this. Just say that in zvachim, why? In zvachim, there's a psul b'maisa hashchita. In zvachim, there's a psul in shchita. If there's a psul in shchita, then, but in menachos, ain psul b'kmitza, because after all, kmitza is, there's no psul in kmitza. Because after all, the kmitza is not zicha, not zavachta olav. Ela rak behaktara. After all, there's also a psul in zrika. He doesn't deny the Rambam's approach. You also have to do zrika on the mizbeach. Meaning, zrika, obviously you have to do on the mizbeach. Shchita, the finish of the pasuk, because you have to do it on the mizbeach. So even though you do zvicha 10 meters from the mizbeach, you're still doing it on the mizbeach, conceptually. Zrika, obviously you're doing it on the mizbeach. You're throwing it on the mizbeach. Haftarah is obviously on the mizbeach. You're being makter it. You're burning it on the mizbeach. So by kachim, even nishchetu shamas, by zvachim, even nishchetu shamas possible, because the xeris kasm is avachta olav. By menachos, no, there's no problem with kmitza. The only problem is in the haktara. And therefore, says the Rashi, if it would be zvachim, we couldn't have this case of emach shamu elas bedavar makum shein aroi, because mimanav shach. If you shechted when the mizbeach was pogum, then it's possible. Who cares about Shabbos Mo'elis? But in Menachos, it's only Psalm Haktara, which uses the Mizbeach, but the Kibitz of a Mincha does not relate to the Mizbeach. Zvicha relates to the Mizbeach even though it's not physically there. Kibitz does not relate to the Mizbeach even though it's not physically there.
You're starting to say Rashi is based off the Rambam in the sense that it's only because you can't finish the Avodah. Now, Lechora with the Kibitz, even though Nifka Mizbeach is fine. Right? So the only reason why the Machshava is not counted.
Right, the tricky part is, and this is, I'm going to take a step further, the tricky part is, even for Rashi, why should, and this is, until now, is not rocket science. The tricky part is, so even if Rashi's true, that in Menachos there's no problem in the Kmitza just in the Haftarah, shouldn't there still be Dichli? Right, shouldn't there still be Dichli in Menachos? Right, that's the problem. The problem is, like, Tainach, you don't want to, you know, you know, you want to read this all as it did in Zvicha and it did in Haktar, etc. Shouldn't there still be Dichoy? And that's what's very difficult. And don't say Dichoy doesn't apply to Pekimas HaMizbeach, because the Gemara there says, if you hold Bali Chaim or Nidachim, then even live animals are possible if the Mizbeach is Nifgam. We don't. We hold Bali Chaim or not Nidachim. But according to the Mandarma, according to Rav, holds Bali Chaim Nidachim, even live animals are possible Pekimas HaMizbeach. So clearly Dichoy applies. So here it gets a little trickier. Why no Dichoy? So either you have to make an okimta of dichoy meikara again, in which case you're back to the Rambam, or perhaps efshar you could say that no, there's no dichoy here. It's a little trickier, but maybe you could say that there's a Tosos increases of Zion who says, if there's dichoy, we discussed this in Sukkah. What if there's dichoy, but it's biyado to fix it? Is that dichoy or not? Remember by the Hadassah.
Yeah.
So, if there's dichoy biyado to fix, then if it's a technical problem, there's no dichoy. But it's a psula guf, there's still dichoy.
I thought I said in Dola and you touched him that didn't matter. That for some reason, biyado, then everything was fine. Tosfos quoted the Moran
Shacham. Tosfos said Yesh Lechalik there. Okay, but all Tosfos don't have to agree, right? So what you, the question is, why is there no dichoy? And if you say dichoy meikara, then okay, that was really our first derech. Maybe you could say that no, there's no here. It's
going to be very tricky. You have to say, by Zvachim, where it says, Zavachta, Allah, Olosecha, V'yashlamecha, there's a Chiddush that. Okay, here's how we say it over. By Zvachim, there's a Chiddush that the entire Zvicha relates to the Mizbeach, reminiscent of Tosos in Menachos. The whole point of the Zvicha, the Shechita, is to get blood to pour in the Mizbeach, is pouring the blood on the Mizbeach. The whole point of Zvicha is the blood has to relate to the Mizbeach. The blood goes on the Mizbeach. That is considered a fundamental psul. If the Mizbeach is pogum, that's such a fundamental psul, there's dichoy. By Menachos, maybe if you want to be lundish, you could say no. By Menachos, where you just have to be maktir the chometz, we're not going to go as far as Tosfos Zvachim to say that you don't need a Mizbeach at all. You need a Mizbeach. But it's not that the whole point of Haktara is to put it on the Mizbeach. The point of Haktara is to burn it to Hashem. There's a technical rule that needs to be burned on the Mizbeach. And that technical rule we need to be burned on the Mizbeach, since it's just a side problem and not a fundamental flaw in the Hefta, at least since it's Efshel HaTaken, there's no Dichoy. So this is what the Minchas Avram says. You could take it or you could leave it, because I know it's very complex. Says the Minchas Avram, he says, the need for Mizbeach in Zvachim is fundamental. That's what this pasuk implies. But the need, and this is sort of half Shittim Gubetzis, the need for Mizbeach in Menachos is technical. And once it's only a technical problem, then a technical problem which you could solve, because anyone could fix the Mizbeach with a little cement, a technical problem that you could solve is not Dichoy. That's based on Tosin Krisos, who says, he just adds Tosos and Krisos, Dav Zion, that a technical problem that is Yado Latakein is not Dichoy. Okay, so this is a very lumpish way of explaining Rashi. Basically, in Rashi here, we have two dargas, two ways. One is just take Rambam's way. It's all the problem of Dichoy. Get out of Dichoy with the Rekim of Dichoy Meikara, Shalom al Yisrael. He picks a Mincha, Rambam picks a Zevach, no big deal. The other option, which I saw in the Sefer Mincha, the contemporary Sefer Mincha, Zavram, page 61-62, he says, no, there's a long distinction between Menachos and Zvachim. And what he basically does is he takes this halfway. Mincha also needs a Mizbeach. But Mincha needs a Mizbeach technically. Because you're not allowed to be Maktir without a Mizbeach. Zvachim need a Mizbeach fundamentally. Because the whole point of Zvachim, there is nothing to do with the blood other than put it on the Mizbeach. Otherwise, you're not doing anything with the blood. You're just putting it on the Mizbeach. Without the Mizbeach, you wouldn't be doing anything. So blood, Mizbeach, is fundamental. That's Zavachta lo sol secha v'yashlamecha, not Menachosecha. By Menachos, no, you're burning something to Hashem. That's significant with or without Mizbeach. It's just as a rule that you need to do it on the Mizbeach. And therefore, a technical rule doesn't create Dichoy, at least if it's fixable, while a fundamental problem does.
You could say a little bit more there. But in Zvicha, there's a strong connection between the Shechita and the Zrika, because if you stop in the middle, it's no good. You have to have something going on the whole time. The Kohen has to be stirring up the blood the whole time to keep it going. By Menachos, you can do the Kemitza. You can keep in mind, you can put it down, you don't have Hezek Hadas, you can come back an hour later and be Maktirin.
Okay, I'm just not sure I give as much significance to that very technical issue as you do, but I hear the time. Okay, Joshy, when you get a chance. Now, before we move on to last week's shir, I just have to pass an halacha. Remember, we had three opinions about Minchas Omer Shekmatzah Shelo Lishma, right? That's what we've been doing for the last couple of weeks. That's basically our summer Masechah. Minchas Omer. Masechah is Minchas Omer Shekmatzah Shelo Lishma, right? But it's a good Masechah. We had three opinions in the Amoraim, right? Who were they? Rav, Reish Lakish, and Rava. Rav, Reish Lakish, and Rava. So, Minchas Ha'omer Shekmatza Shelo Lishma. Rav says, Pasol, Bala Hatur Lo Hiter. Reish Lakish says, Kasher Velo Allah. Right? It's Kasher, but you weren't Yotze Omer, you need to bring another Omer. And Rava says, kosher the olah.
How do we paskin? Says the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah very clearly, that we've been talking about a lot. And you can eat it. It's yotz.
This is the psak of the Rambam Mishnah Torah. And it makes sense this would be the psak. Why would it make sense to paskin like Rava here? He's Basra.
You always paskin like Basra. Okay. Now, always paskin like Basra is always all else being equal. If someone didn't paskin like Basra, you know, it wouldn't be the end of the world. There's some reason, you have to find the reason why they thought there was a riot the other way. But maybe you could find it. The Rambam Perish from Mishnayis does not paskin this way. How did the Rambam paskin Perish from Mishnayis? Well, that depends who you ask. If you ask Rav Kafach, right? Says Rav Kafach, he says, all menachos are in this Mishnah. And what does the Mishnah say about all menachos? Taka, what does the Mishnah say about all menachos? All menachos are in the Mishnah. And what does the Mishnah say about kol menachos? Kasher v'lo ola. So what is the Rambam in Perish Mishnayos? Rambam, Perish HaMishnah, Mahaduras, right? Kafach. I always forget how to spell his name. Maduris Kafach. He passed like Rish Lakish. Why would he pass like Rish Lakish against Rava? Okay, so he must have some reason why he thought that Rish Lakish was more convincing. Maybe he thought Rava was a Chiddush, was not the Pashup Shot in the Dover Shane Roy Lavoda. He thought the Pashup Shot in Dover Shane Roy Lavoda was something that really has a soul. Okay. The strange thing is the Rambam in Perish Mishnayis in the printed Shas. What does Rambam say Perish Mishnayis in the printed Shas? He says, Aval Omer Tnufa and Kmotzo Shalol L'Shmo Posel Ho L'Bos L'Hatir V'Lo Hutra. Explicitly like Rav. Here is Rambam Perish HaMishnayis Nidfas. Right. So here, what's tricky about this? So he didn't pass like Rav L'Shtoyach. What's the big problem here? Which already the closest young to this? Itosef. Rav was Itosef. Right? Problem is, Itosef Rav. How can you pass like Rav if he was Itosef? So here I'm a little misuffic. Because on the one hand, the historians point out that a different person translated. So the question is, why does the Rambam associate himself with Perish Mishnayis? So Jonathan says, Rav Kafach says, he wrote a Madura Kamen or Basra. By which did he write last? Perish Mishnayis or Mishnah Torah? Mishnah. So Mishnah Torah is his real final opinion. Perish Mishnayis thought when he was younger, even when he was younger, he was a little younger, and not quite as young. Right? He wrote a Madura Kamen and Madura Basra. So maybe Madura Kamen is what's printed, and Madura Basra is Rav Kafach, in which case it's a real shita, the Ram Madura Kama. Fine, this is the Ram when he was young for being young. Madura Kama appears from Mishnayis. But nonetheless, I can assume, even when the Rama was very young, he was smarter than me. So he knew what he was talking about. On the other hand, I'm a little misuppic because the Perish Mishnayis was translated from Arabic into Hebrew by a hodgepodge of people. At some point, like people said, people who didn't speak Arabic anymore, who didn't live in Muslim lands anymore and didn't speak Arabic, spoke the vernacular, one of the Romance languages, probably Spanish, said, we want to be able to read the Rambam's Perish Mishnah, but we don't read Arabic. So the Rasba said, okay, sent this to like the town and said, everyone like pick part and like tell them a chuluk and put it together. And so some of them were done by more famous qualified people. The very beginning was done by, I think, Ibn Tibbon, the classic translator of the Rambam. Not a whole sefer, just a sefer or two. And the rest was done by other people. And the historians point out that the fellow who translated Kutchim wrote someplace that he doesn't really know Gemara very well. So I wonder, especially in Kutchim, is it Madur Kam, Madur Basra, or is it just Amaratsis? If it's just Amaratsis, then Vaitosav Rav, okay, there's no underestimating Amaratsis. But if we assume, so if you want to tell me it's just Amaratzis, then maybe it's just Amaratzis, right? Not everyone who translated the Rambam's Birush Mishnayos was a Rishon. They wouldn't have titled Rishon. It doesn't make you a Rishon. But if you assume, no. Maybe it's a mistranslation, but no, maybe it was an accurate translation. Maybe that's what the Rambam really thought when he was younger. Right? So, if we'll give credence, say that's a real sheet of the Rambam when he was younger, how about Tosaf Rav? It's very strange. So I think we get a clue. Tosaf younger has two questions on the Rambam. He says, number one, Tosaf Rav. How could you pass like Rav? There's a first price against him. Number two, Rav says, and also, Ashem Nazar Nashem Metzora. The Rambam in the beginning of Zvachim and Perisha Mishnah didn't write, except for Ashem Nazar and Ashem Metzora, which are different. So I think if you put those two questions of the Tosaf Yantar together, they become an answer. Ah, Tosaf Rav, and ah, the Rambam didn't pass like Rav consistently, only Menachos Nan and Zvachim, which is an argument from silence, but a reasonable one. I think the answer is going to be very clear. Who says Tosaf Rav Legamre? Rav said, Minchas Omer Shekmatzah Shalosh Mapsula, Hol Basla Hatvilo Hitira, Chinat Omer Basham Nazir Basham Mitzora, Shekmatzah Shalosh Mapsula, Hol Basla Hachshir Velo Hechshiru. Basla Hatvilo Velo Hitir, and Lahachshir Velo Hechshiru. What's the Itosav on? What's the Itosav from? Which case was Itosav from? He was Itosav from Meisve Asham Mitzora Shinishma Shalosh Vod. He was Itosav from the Asham, from the Hechshir, not from the Heter. Maybe Rav was Itosa from the Hechsher, the Rambam understood when he was young. Maybe he was Itosa from the Hechsher, but he wasn't Itosa from the Omer. So what can you say? You can answer, Yesh Lomar, the Itosa Shitas Rav, the Asham Mitzora, the Asham Nazir, the Lo. Maybe he was half Itosav. He was Itosav on the Asham, but who says he was Itosav on the Omer? He was never Itosav on that.
Could you also be Itosav?
Or could you say, you want to have a Matzah? Yeah, have a Matzah the Omer, Rav Tanu Poli. That takes away, okay. That's a lot less lumpish, but I guess it's a first Itosav. All right, the Seder. A, B, you could just say, Rav Tanahu Upale. Obviously, it's a little strange to the Gemara. Why did the Gemara call him Nikosav? But okay, Tosas already says that they could have answered that. Why didn't they? It's a good question. But if it's good enough for Tosas, good enough for the Rambam when he was young. Okay, you could just say Rav Tanahu Upale. I still thought you could say, especially since the Rambam, it's arguing for science, he never brings down, even in his early edition, even the printed edition, he never bring down the Ashim Tzor and Ashim Nazari. So why would he only bring down the Omer? Maybe you could say Rav was half Itosav, not the other half. Why? What's the difference? I could think of two ways to explain the difference. I could think of two differences. One difference is based on Rav, which is it's Sorim. Right? Maybe you could say Asham is a regular animal. Even if it's not machsher, it's still acceptable within the framework of Karbanos. Minchas Omer Seorim, if it's not accomplishing what it's supposed to accomplish, you can't just call it a generic Karban. An Asham, you know what? If I bring an Asham Gzelo Shelo Lishma, even though it's Balachaper of Lo Keeper, we see Machaper are different, it's still a generic Karban. What is it? It's not Machaper by Gzelo, it's a generic Karban. Okay, so Asham and Nazir could also be generic carbon. Mincha's Omer can't be generic carbon because a generic carbon can't be Sorim. So maybe the difference is Asham can become a generic carbon, but Sorim can't. Or you could say, no, there's a difference between Hechsher and Heter. After all, what does Bala Hechsher mean? Bala Hechsher is coming to, what does La Hechsher mean? What kind of Hechsher are we really talking about? The Hechsher of, what other word could you use instead of Hechsher?
Hatir,
Matir. Tara, right? The Asham's Tame. He brings his, the Mitzor's Tame, he brings the Asham's Tara. The Nazar, his Nazirus is Nitma.
He brings his Usham, and now his Nazir is Tahor again.
He already had Tahor in the mix, but his Rosh Nizro still needs to be Nitar.
So, says, that's for Tahor. You could easily say, no, Bala Hachshav Lo Hechsher,
it's coming for Tahor, and it didn't create Tahor, so therefore it's pointless?
No, what is Tahor? After all, Tahor is basically the goal of all Karbanos. What does Tahor mean? Tahor means purifying us, right? After all our Karbanos. Kiva Yom HaZeh Yechapar Aleichem. Litaharishkem. The Kapar is also Tahor. Kapar and Tahor are not two different things. Kapar and Tahor are the same thing. That's the realm of Karbanos. All Kapar is called Tahor, and all Tahor is called Kapar. So that's not unique. Bala Hachshir is not really different from Bala Chapar. Ah, Bala Hatir, that's different. No Karbanos are coming to be matzah or some other food someplace. That's ridiculous. That's not a normal thing. So you could say, you could also say, or that Bala Hachshir is really like all Karbanos, which cause Kapara Vitara. All Karbanos called Kapara Vitara. Don't tell me Kapara Vitara two different things like Rav did, and bring this weird raya from the Olas Yoledes, which we had trouble even understanding. No, Kapara Vitara are the same thing. Look in Lashon Mikra, look in the Chumash. Right? V'chiper alav koin v'tahera, the Oledes needs Kapara. She actually needs Tahor, not Kapara. Arbam v'chushi Kapara, need Tahor, not Kapara. Yom Kippur, yichapar lechem Tahor's come, we need Kapara, not Tahor. Kapar and Tahor are the same thing. Okay, philosophically, maybe they represent different deep ideas. But in Shuvah Shel Mikra, Kapar and Tahor are interchangeable. So you can't say Bala Hachshir is different from Bala Chapar. However, Bala Hatir, no, that's really a very, very unique Zeres HaKosov. But Bala Hatir is not a normal carbon. Bala Hatir is really weird. We never heard of carbonus being Trumas or Meisers. No. Even Meiser Behema, which is a Meiser, but it's not matir, you just have to give it, it's no tevel. We never heard that a karban comes to let you eat other things. I know every karban comes to let you eat itself. I know that kind of matir, that's possible. We never heard of, so therefore, bala hatir, this is coming only for the sake of being matir other things? If it's not matir, it has no right for existing. Bala tahir, you know what, if it's not takimatir, you're from your tumasaras, it's always gives you more tahir to bring karbanos. And therefore, it's not the end of the world. So therefore, I admit Ellie's right. My answers are fancier than necessary, and through the rule of Occam's razor, that means that they are inappropriate. But okay, in the 3 weeks we need to worry about razors, and therefore maybe there's room for what I said as well.
You said that the Asham Mitzora could be Klali Asham.
Mm-hmm.
But the Asham Mitzora is Bench Kevis Ben Shana. And other Ashams are 2 years.
I understand that, but that's within the realm of... Karbanos, who cares how big a Kevis is? We all know Kvasim are Karbanos, right? It's not like Seorim, which is not something used for a Karban. The basic identity of Karban is there. Don't tell me there's a 1 year old, 2 year old. After all, 1 year old and 2 year old could equally be all the other Karbanos, or at least most of them. What's the big deal? Okay, let's move on to the Gemara then. Says the Gemara.
The Gemara asked on needed a svara between machaper and machshira, and now the one you need.
I'm denying that svara.
No, but now you need for right. But you need a svara now for a matir. A matir is different.
Okay, but I'm claiming that that's obvious. Okay, now let me point out one thing before we go to the next Gemara. Just we're going to read the next Gemara, but I'm going to point out one thing that ties with the last thing you said. There's a funny Rashi. I know we didn't get to it yet, but it's just out of context. Look at this Rashi in the second to last line of Hayam Beis. It starts to came, it's Vasa Bekat. Minchas HaOmer is different because it's Davka Mitzvah to bring Kaddish. I know we didn't even read this Gemara yet, but this is really an addendum, an appendix to the last of it. Rashi says something funny. Look at the second last line of Rashi. You have to bring Omer from Kaddish. Why would you have said the Torah tells you have to bring Omer from Kaddish? If I were to ask you, Ru, finish this Rashi without looking inside. You, Treifa, you don't have to bring a Treifa, but you have to bring Omer from Kaddish. Why do you have to bring Omer from Kaddish? What would you answer me? Simple, no lumbus.
It's his purpose. You take the thing which you have to do.
That's what the Torah says, correct? That's what the Torah says to bring Kaddish. Vei vesim is Omer reishis kitzirchem. That's the Kaddish. V'chisak rev minchas bikurim. The Torah says to bring Kaddish. That's what I would have said. I'm a thrill. Right? You're too fancy. That's why I really understand what I'm asking. I mean, this would be simple. I know you could be fancy, but I don't want to. If I were to guess, why did Mitzvah Bekach would have said, because the Torah says to bring Kaddish? Says Rashi, she'i efter l'havim negashen. You can't bring old grain for the omer. Why? She'ein ha'chadosh mutter b'inyan acher. She'ein ha'chadosh mutter b'inyan acher. Chadosh wouldn't be mutter in a different way. Now, it's not exactly what he means. The grammar is a little awkward here. You know, I don't know. I didn't check the kisvei yad of Rashi. But what does Rashi sound like here? You know, maybe someone will find a kisvei yad that is a better phrase because the grammar is awkward. But, I'm sorry I didn't check. But what does Rashi say here? And I don't even know if we have te'ein ha'chadosh mutter be'inyan acher. You can't bring Omer from Yashan because the chadosh wouldn't be mutter if you did it any other way than this. And what it sounds like saying, you know why you have to bring Omer from chadosh? Because you have to be matur the chadosh, and you have to bring chadosh in order to be matur the chadosh. Now, me and Ru said you have to bring Omer from chadosh because the Torah says so. Rashi says you have to bring Omer from chadosh because you have to be matur the chadosh. You have to bring from the chadosh to be matur the chadosh. It's not a stira. Maybe Rashi holds that's the Torah. When the Torah says bring Omer from chadosh, it doesn't mean bring Omer from chadosh stam to bring Omer from chadosh. It means bring Omer from chadosh because to be matur tevel, you have to bring from the tevel. Everyone knows you can't be matur tevel by bringing something that's not tevel. Right, Torah l'chiyuv. You can't be matur tevel something that's not tevel. You can't even matur tevel from a different kind of tevel. Right, minal mino, yash chadosh el yashan, etc. To be matur tevel, you have to bring from itself. Therefore, you have to bring chadosh from matur chadosh. This, if that's what Rashi means, then what's Rashi saying here? The only reason we bring Omer the way it says in the only reason the Torah told us to bring Omer this way is to be matur chadosh. In which case, Rashi's beautiful. L'shita say what he said in the sugya of Davar Sheni Rai Lavod. Remember, Rashi's the one who says, it's not really a karbon. It's just to be matur. Then it works well. If it's not really a karbon, it's just to be matur, then Rashi says, well, if it's not really a karbon, why does the Torah care what we bring it from? It's not really a karbon. It's not like really bikurim. That like the Torah really cares that we bring him the Hashem the fruits every season. No, it's just a matur. If it's just a matur, then why does the Torah care we bring Kaddash? Because to be matur chadosh, you need to bring chadosh. To be matur tevel, you need to take from that tevel. So I think that Rashi could be a raya, could be l'shitasi, what he said above, if he really meant what he said and said what he meant, that it's not a real karbon, it's just a hafrosha to be matur, then it makes sense what he says here, that the mitzvah is dafka to bring chadosh. Don't think the mitzvah is dafka to bring chadosh like it's an independent mitzvah to bring because Hashem dafka wants this brought to him. No, it's a mitzvah to bring chadosh. Someone wants to be matur the other chadosh. To be matur the other chadosh, you have to bring this chadosh. So that's a nice appendix to the last sugya. Now let's get to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, this is all a tangent, right? This is like classic structure of the Gemara. We start with something totally unrelated to anything because we're going to bring a pircha from our sugya on it. Tell me about she'omer nabakar lamata, she'im tamad lomer. Lamata means it says minabakar twice in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. What does it say? Adam ki akriv miken karban l'Hashem min habeima min habakar. That's once. Umin atzon tokivus karban chem. Im olah karbano min habakar. Obviously, didn't have to say min habakar twice. That's pashut. So why did it say an extra min habakar? Min is always a miut, from but not all. Maybe in drash, min just means from part of, not from all of. So you can only be some bakar, not others. What's it being memayit? All the mins at the beginning of Ayikar are darshan to be memayit, various psulim. Shein tamad lomar doesn't have to say, alohotzi is a treifa. Memayit treifa. It says you can't eat treifa in the chumash. Never says you can't bring a carbon that's treifa. So here's what we know. You can't bring a carbon that's treifa. Havalo dinhu. Is an it a kalvachomer? Ma bal moshu v'teres lehedu or sur l'gavua treifa sur lehedu n'dichas l'gavua? Isn't obviously that a pasuk? Bal mom, which we can eat, can't bring as a carbon. So treifa we can't eat. You obviously can't bring as a carbon. No. Chilav Adam Yochifu Shasur Lahedim Tonal Gvoa. No, Chilav Adam disproved that. We can't eat Chilav Adam, and yet it's the most carbon part of the carbon. No, Mal Chilav Adam Shikin Boim Klal Hatter. Tomer Shreif Shikul Asur. No, Chilav Adam is not a relevant pircha. Chilav Adam come from a kosher animal. That has nothing to do with our question of treif and balmo, which the whole animal has a psul.
Torah says specifically that you bring a chaylov.
I know, but we just haven't introduced. We don't know mitzvah of b'kach yet, so we're not allowed to use that yet. Velote materis le gavoa treifa, which the whole animal is also. Of course, it's possible for gavoa. No, malika tochiach malika shakula itzar sula hedyot materis le gavoa. The whole animal is treif in malika, and yet it's good for a carbon. So. Treifa also should be good for a carbon. No, malam liyajin kedushasa osarta. Okay, there are subtle differences in the mefarshim we're not going to get into. Basically, what he's saying about malika is that malika, it's davka, the commandment to do the avoda that makes it usar. Treifa was treifa on its own. Balmom was balmom on its own. Chelavadam were chelavadam on their own. Malika, it's not that it happened to be treifa. The specific avoda requires making a treif. Right, the shastu yishlo mizbechin necessary lahed yinayim likasal kumli necessary lahed yinayim necessary. Ma'ashen kev treifa shen kev shastu zayin treifa. It's not the avodas hakarbonah that made a treifa. It was just coincidentally treifa. So therefore, that's not relevant. So basically, what we said was we have a kavachomer if bal mum is pasul treifa is pasul. You can't be machfir with the kavachomer chel v'dam. You can't be machfir with the kavachomer with malika. V'yimei shavta. But if you do have a kasha against the kavachomer, kasha to be named later. Pirka to be named later. If you ask for the pirka to be named later, that's why the Torah says minabakar a second time, which is not necessary to pasul treifa, because you would be mafra the kavul chomer. Now, this is obviously it makes us curious, right? This is a tease. This brisa ma im he shabta. What do you mean? The brisa says im he shabta. We have a kavul chomer. This pirka is not a good pirka. That pirka is not a good pirka. But if you have a good pirka, then we learn from a pasuk. You only need the pasuk. We know the drush from pasuk is not allowed to be extra, according to the rules of drushes. You only need a pasuk if you couldn't learn from a kavul chomer. So there's obviously a pircha. What's the ma'ishav to pircha? And here there's a simon. There are many amorim who come and give different explanations to what the pircha of the kavul chomer would be. First, we'll start with Rav. Omer, Rav should be minchas ha'omer tochiyach shasur lehed yirum ateres le'gavoa. Minchas ha'omer is the pircha. After all, minchas ha'omer is a treif, and yet kosher is a karban. So to treifa, even though it's forbidden to eat, should be kosher as a karban, and that's why you need the pasuk. No, malam mechzomish ki materes chadash. And I will read this like Rashi because I'm very tempted to find a different, smooth way to read it, but I haven't. Minchas omer is not a valid proof. Minchas omer is different because that has matar power. It's matar all the chadash in the world. Something that has matar power is different. You know why it's kosher l'gavoa? Ah, because of a special matter power. But that can't prove anything about treifa. Yes, but I don't want to say that. That's exactly what I'm not reading the mark, because then the next line wouldn't work, I think. If you can get the next line to work, I'd be very happy. But that's why, because if it's about being matter itself, then the next line doesn't work. Bishvias. When Bishvias is also matter itself. So I think, and it's matter things. So they say b'shvias. No, the pirka of minchas omer b'shvias. Minchas omer b'shvias is not matter anything because grain doesn't grow in shvias, right? In shvias, you're not allowed to plant. So fruits grow on the trees because you don't have to plant those every year. But vegetables and legumes and grains don't grow. So therefore, it's not matter anything in shvias. No, what are you talking about? Shvias na mishkim ateres svichin. Of course, it's matter in shvias. In shvias, it's materes svichin. If you want, you could even go so far as to say b'shvias. It's not matter anything in shvias, either because nothing grows in shvias, or because maybe avaryonim grow, but what the avaryonim grows, pasul is treif anyway, according to many Rishonim. According to many Rishonim, it's treif anyway. So it says svichin. What are svichin? Svichin is things that grow by themselves, even though theoretically you might think, if you never read the Chumash, you might think that no vegetables or grains or legumes grow during shvias because no one plants anything. But that's not true. The Torah says a sviach tzircha lo siktzor. Sviach miloshen mispach, like a addendum secondary thing. What happens? Even if you don't plant anything, by accident, some seeds fall here, some seeds fall there, and, you know, even if there'd be a place with no human beings, things will still grow. So the wind blows a seed here, a seed there, I don't know, an animal eats something, the seeds go in the dung of the animal and get planted in the ground. All these things happen, right? And therefore, things randomly grow from loose seeds. That's called svichin. So therefore, what do you mean the omer during shvias does not have the mater power? Of course it does. It's mater, all these sviche shvias. It's mater, all the things that grew by themselves, by accident. So the answer is Kirby Akiva, domer svichin asurim b'shvias. No, one second. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that all svichin are, let's call it now, treif during shvias. We don't paskin Rabbi Akiva. We paskin that svichin during shvias are only a kna, a gzera midrabanan in certain circumstances. Right? So, yeah, there is an issue of svichin with shvias, but we paskin is only gzera midrabanan because of over avera, because the Torah didn't want people to plant and then claim it grew by itself. So therefore, it asked it to take away the incentive to sit. No, the chachamim. But Rabbi Akiva holds, no, it's an issue of Raisa, Svichin or Asr during Shvias. And therefore, Svichin or Asr during Shvias, the Omer does not matter anything. Because whatever grew is Asr. So the Omer can't be matter.
Aren't you allowed to plant and harvest for the sake of the Omer during Shvias? What does the actual Omer come from?
No, you are not allowed to plant
for the Omer and Shvias. And simple pshat is you're not even allowed to harvest in a normal business agricultural way. The Gemara says there were shomrei Sifim b'Shvias. It's later on in Daf Pei Dalet in Menachos and a few other places. Shomrei Sifim b'Shvias not ustar mitrumas halishka. From the Trumas HaLishka, the amount we took from the Shkalim, when they scooped up silver coins from the Shkalim, they would use that not only to buy Karbanos, but for needs of Karbanos. And one of the things they would use it for was to pay people to go out of the country. So I'd find some Sfichim of barley that accidentally grew, and also they needed wheat for the Shelechem. Find some Sfichim of grain that accidentally grew, and sit there all day and all night and guard it. And the simple pshat is if anyone comes, they would have to tell the person, look, it's really hefker because it's Shvius, but Bez Din very, very strongly requests of you to be kind and leave this for the Karban HaOmer. Because it could be that you weren't allowed to be shomer it. Right? Okay, so shomer svichem b'shvius, not lushkar mitrumas alishka. They would find something that grew by accident. And they would bring that, they would bring that for the Omer. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it is still treif. At least we think now.
So what would you bring? According to Rabbi Akiva, what would you bring for the
owner? What would you bring for the? You would bring these svichim that are treif. What?
But Rabbi Akiva said svichim
dasker. Ah, so we'll get that in three lines. So Amar le Rav Achbar Abu Abba le Rav Ashi. Rabbi Akiva named the first man mechazom shigivataros chodesh b'chutz la'aretz. Even according to Rikiva, no, the Pircha, Omer is different because it has a matter of parrots, matter of the Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz. Vafil under Chodesh Chutz L'Zav D'Raisa, and even that sheet that's Machlokas Tanam, Rebbe Lezion, the Chachamim, and it's Machlokas Rishonim, between Rove Rishonim against the Sefer Truman, the Ozeruah. Even that sheet that holds that there is no Issa D'Raisa of Chodesh and Chutz La'aretz, in which case, we D'Raisa, the Chodesh, then Omer's not matter anything in Chutz La'aretz. The Omer is irrelevant, so there's no Isser Kaddish in Eretz Yisrael. Everything's also going to Svichin. Nonetheless, Shein ba lahater lav shebesocha. Okay, here's the controversial line. Shein ba lahater lav shebesocha. Ah, Omer still has a matter power. It's matter lav shebesocha. Whatever lav shebesocha means. So, therefore, you can't say that Omer proves that. We want to find what's the Hishavdim. Why do you think Treif would be okay for a carbon? Ah, because Omer's okay for a carbon, so Treif is okay for a carbon. No, Omer has the power of Matur Lav Shebesocha. That has nothing with Treifa. Then the Gemara is something strange. The Gemara asks, Amalei Rachmi Devler Vina, Ihachi Treifa Namitakra Vitatur Lav Shebesocha. Hold on. Then let the Treifa also be Nipper Vimi Matur Lav Shebesocha. Right? Which we're not sure what that means yet. And they say, you know what? Rather forget that whole thing. There's a better pircha. You know why Minchas Omer doesn't prove that treif is kosher and therefore can't justify the need for bina bakar? Minchas Omer mitzvah sabakach. It's the mitzvah to bring it from Chadash. So of course, if it's a mitzvah to bring it from Chadash, you can bring it as a carbon even though it's not kosher for eating. Treif, there's no mitzvah to bring a treif for animal. So you can't bring a raya for something that you're supposed... If the Torah says you're supposed to bring non-kosher for carbon, obviously it's acceptable for a carbon. That has nothing to do with what you choose to bring non-kosher for a carbon, whether on purpose or by accident. Okay, fine. Now, the first of the three things that I want to talk about today are materes lav shebesocha. Right? Ba lahater lav shebesocha. What are we saying here? We're saying minchas haomer bashvias Aliba de Rabbi Akiva is Ba'a Lahatir Lav Shebesocha. Okay, what does it mean Bar Lahatir Lav Shebesocha as opposed to what? Lav Shebesocha as opposed to what? Give me two possibilities here. I'll give you a clue. Lav Shebesocha is two. Is two words. So lav shebesocha as opposed to?
Lav shemichutzla.
As opposed to lav shemichutzla, or lav shebesocha as opposed to? Asein shebesocha. No, asein shebesocha. Who holds lav shebesocha as opposed to asein shebesocha? Rashi. Says Rashi, he doesn't frame it the way I just framed it, right? But that's obviously
Says Rashi, Matir lav shebisocha velo ase shebisocha. It's matter the lav in it, but not the ase in it. What does that mean? That means that it's matir iser chadash, which is the lav, right? Lechem kam rechara lo sochlu shebisocha uvesoch kol hatfua sheva olam. It's matir the iser chadash that's in it and in everything else, because Omer is matir chadash. Ain't no matter the Isra Svichin. The Isra Svichin, according to Rabbi Kiva, where's it learned from? Remember Rashi said? What's the pasuk? Actually, okay, here's a little tricky. The pasuk is not going to help us so much. But the assumption of the poskim is that Svichin is not a lav. Its description does have the word lo in it. Hein lo nevav lo nesof es tu asenu.
What? Someone
lavim shibsocha. So I'm already defending Rashi against that kasha. Do I have a proof that that's true?
Why would you say it's not a lot of barbecue?
What?
Why wouldn't you say it's a lot of
barbecue? Well, lo nesof is... No, because... certainly Rashi l'shitase, lo nesof is... There's no lav to be osef svichin. According to Rashi, the lav is only to eat svichin after the shas beer. Right? To eat svichin after the shas beer, is it a lav to eat after the shas beer? So you can say the lav of lo nesof is to eat after the shas beer. You can say, no, that's igloy milsa, which is Rashi, which is svichin, and eser after beer. So I think that's, you're right, the shittig lebetzes is the one who says to Rashi, why not, the one who... Who defends Rashi was saying it doesn't say lavim, only lav. Okay, I think it's better because it says lav and not a say. Okay, you can take it both ways. Eino mater, right? Eino mater. Iser svichen shebesocha. Ve'en hachanami. Hashirayim asurim ba'achila. That's what Rashi says. Mishum eser svichin. Okay, I admit I'm not following the Shigma. Betzes here, the Shigma says matter one lav, not two lavs. I'm being dyke matter a lav, not an assay. It's a little hard to look in the postman and figure out what the eser svichin according to Rabbi Akiva is a lav or an assay for the simple reason that we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, right? So you're not going to and you're not going to find whether Rabbi Akiva is a lav or an assay. But okay, if you want, you could say it's matter one lav, not two lavs, right? Or shidim betzes matir lav echad below beis lavin. Okay, so we could be open as to whether the Isser Svichin is a lav or an asay. You could say it's a lav lo nesof, which means lo nesof and nochal achar abir. Or you could say no, that's just the going milsa, and it's really the same asay. As how about for us eating after beer? That's not a lot. Okay, that's what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, "Matir lav shebesocha below shebesoch tzvua acheres." It's matter. It's iser, not other things iser. What does Tosfos mean by that? He says. He doesn't say very explicitly, but it's obvious what he thinks, right? Meaning, it's matir, the iser svichin shebesocha. It's matir, the iser svichin shebesocha. The eino. Matir Isser Svichin Shebishar Hatvua the Eretz Yisrael. Really, it's Eretz Yisrael, not the old one, right? Shebi Eretz Yisrael, because we're leaving Mandarma that there's no chadash from the rest of the chadash. Okay, it's matter the yisur svichin in it and the yisur chadash in it, but it's matter the yisur chadash all over the world. But it doesn't matter because it's not matter the yisur svichin in the rest of the world, right? It's matter the yisur svichin in it. But not, so this is the fundamental machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. What happens according to Rabbi Akiva? And I know there's part of a shakla v'tariya that's not omid l'maskana. But nonetheless, it's not just a shakla v'tariya. This is a fact. The fact they're using the shakla v'tariya is matur lav shibasocha. What is that fact that they're using the shakla v'tariya? Right? Ben Aslam, the facts used in the shakla v'tariya are true facts. I'll leave Rabbi Akiva. Is that it's matur the yisur chodesh in it, but it's still osur m'shem svichin? Or that it's matur the yisur svichin in it, but not the Isher Svichin and anything else. So Nafkamina, Rachot Rashi knows, is it still Osir Mishum Svichin, or is it Matur the Isher Svichin in itself? Now, here, we have a very fundamental machlokas. What is Rashi Svara? That it's not Matur the Isher Svichin? What's Rashi Svara? This is a silly question, because it's not really a Svara. What's Rashi Svara to say? It's Matur the Isher Chodesh in itself, but not the Isher Svichin in itself. What? Why would it not do the Isser Svichin in itself? Right? It's Matur the Isser Chodesh in itself because it's Matur Chodesh. Right? Being very simple, Rashi says, what's the Svara? Matur Isser Chodesh Shebisocho. Because it's Matur Isser Chodesh, right? Because it's Matur the Isser Chodesh, right? Mipnei Sheha'omer Matur Chadash. Eino Matur Isser Svichin Shebesocho. De'ein Makor Lahatir Isurim. You know, Stam, as we say. If that's Stam Matur every Isser, what do you go to the base and make sure you're Matur Isurim? No, you go to the base and make sure you're more Isurim. It's Matur Chodesh, because Omer is Matur Chodesh. But it's not Matur Stam Yisurim. What does Tosfos think? The Svara of Tosfos is... Svara of Tosfos is obviously different. The Svara of Tosfos is that, no. There is a Gzeiras HaKasov that... Karbanos, anything that you bring for a Karban, if there's an Isser, it's Matur that Isser. Why? Right? Tosfos thinks, no, there's a new rule. And Tosfos says this before us, Shandach, Pei Dalet on Aleph. Tosfos asks the Pei Dalet on Aleph. He says, the Isser Svichin, according to Rabbi Akiva, isn't it possible because it's not Mimashki Yisrael, because it has an Isser Svichin? I think it's Pei Dalet, but Tosfos, he asked, isn't it not Mimashki Yisrael? He says, no. When the Torah says to bring Omer, it means that it's Matur the Isser Svichin. Right? V'im Tomer L'Akiva Nor Svichin Asur V'im Mimashki Yisrael La Pirchi De B'Shar Shana Nama La Mimashki Yisrael B'Shar Yirachmana. No, it's Vasav Kach. What do you mean? It's Matur. The Torah is Matur. What does it mean? When the Torah tells you to bring a Karban, the Torah is Matur a Karban. Right? The Svara is very obvious. The Svara is that there is a principle. There is a principle that if Torah tells you to bring a karbon, right, based on the askana of the Gemara, mitzvasa v'kach, right? If Torah tells you to bring a karbon, then it means that it is maturit. Why? The Torah wouldn't tell you to bring a treif karbon, mashki Yisrael, and also it's just, you know, not, it would just be too strange. The Torah tells you to bring something to karbon, that means it's mutter. So the Torah says, bring omer, that means it's mutter even though it's chadash. Not because Omer is Matur Chodesh. Because anything the Torah tells you to bring is Matur. And when the Torah tells you to bring Omer every year, and 1/7 of the years are Shvius, then the Torah means you should bring. Then the Torah is also saying it's not treif because of Svichin.
That's all you have.
Every other piece of barley is treif because of Chodesh, but this piece of barley isn't. Every other piece of barley is treif because of Svichin, and this piece of barley isn't. Why? Because the Torah says something to the carbon, the Torah makes it Matur. Okay. And Rashi doesn't like that Svara.
So the whole thing is like, are you bringing the Omer because you're bringing Matur something, and if you're not bringing Matur, you don't have to bring the carbon. Here you could say, I'm bringing it because I I don't have to be matter or anything. If I don't have to bring the carbon, if I don't have to bring the carbon, then I don't have to bring speaking.
Okay, that's a very good point. This Sfas Emes actually reads the Gemara this way, which I didn't put on the Makoros. But we're not going to get into that now. But look, Ein Sfas Emes. Yes?
Up until this point in the Sugya, we've been trying to find something that's a power of Mechutzon of Matra Lehedya, but now we've given up on that because
Correct. Rabbi Akiva holds the minchas according to Rashi. According to Rashi, no. What are you talking about? Of course, the minchas omer is matur lahedyot. The same as matur legavoa. It takes it down from 1-2 iser to 1 iser. Right? Which is not really matur. I understand. According to Tosas, no. It's really matur, but only legavoa and the shirayim, which is mishnochim gavoa kazachu. It's not matur lahedyot at altering shvias. Correct. According to Rashi, according to Tosas, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to everyone, according to Rabbi Akiva, Omer is not really matter anything during Shvias. Question is, according to Tosos, it's actually not matter anything lehedyot, but it's matter fully for the carbon. According to Rashi, it's matter halfway to take it down from 2 isur to 1 isur, bein lehedyot, bein legavoa. Agav, Tosos akash on Rashi, if so, same question Tosos asks objectively in the Fidel and Aleph, what's his kasha? Zeo Tamus, first kasha, lo yater Omer isur Shvias, ikri kami mashke Yisrael. Isn't it a psula mimashke Yisrael? Ask Tosos on Rashi. Right? Ask Tosos on Rashi. Question, Tosos asks, it's not mimashke Yisrael. How would you answer for Rashi? I can think of two answers for Rashi. One only for me, and not for Ru. There is a shita that we saw in the Shagas Aryeh that says, if it's not a lav, it's not a psalm Yashka Yisrael, and it's only an asay. Right? So you could read that into Rashi. But I thought you could say easier. Just say, no, that's the gzeres akasim mitzvasimakach. That's the gzeres akasim mitzvasimakach. That even though it's not Mimashka Yisrael, it's still kosher because the Torah tells you to bring the Omer every year, even during Shvias. I thought you'd say that very simply. I thought you could have two answers. Either number one, Shagas Aryeh, plus me against Shita Mekubetzes, right? Plus Delo Keshita Mekubetzes Kan. By Shelo Keshita Mekubetzes Kan, I mean that Spichen is an Isser Asay. And by Shagas Aryeh, I mean that Ein Psul Be Isser Asay. There's no psul mashke Yisrael by an Isser Asay. That's one way. Or I thought a much simpler way. Much simpler answer is no. That's the gzeres hakasav, the mevian omer b'shvias, afal pi she'eino mimashke Yisrael. Same as Tosfos says, gzeres hakasav we bring it even though it's trace, so it must be kosher. Rashi thinks, you know, like, the water is bursting. The question is, like, which joint of the pipe is it going to come out of? Right? So Tosfos says, well, there's something wrong here. You can't bring this carbon. It's not Mashke Yisrael. The Torah tells you to bring it. It must be the Torah says it's kosher. Well, Rashi says, must be the Torah says even though it's treif, we have an exception to Mashke Yisrael. That's probably the simplest way to deal with the first kasha on Rashi. The second kasha on Rashi is much more difficult. The Ode, Maika Parach Treifa Nami Takru Tikra of La Torah's Lav Sheva Socha Sheyochu a carbon shol treifa. What's the havamina? It's only a havamina. Havamina is that a trefa, you and I can't eat a trefa from the schlacht house of, of whatever, of hod chifer. No, they only do chickens, whatever. Oh, chickens will be trefa. You and I can't eat a trefa from Rami Levi, but the Kohanim can eat a trefa in the Beis HaMikdash. That's the havamina. Kamashwa, no, don't be ridiculous. We only meant exceptions. When it's mitzvah sabakach, when you have to do it this way, not when you choose to do something in a backwards, non-from way, then of course there's no kulas. Okay, but what's that havamina? So what's that havamina? That's the second question. Second question is the havamina. I know it's only a havamina. You can always say it's a dumb havamina, don't ask me kashas. But it should at least make some sense on some surface level. The havamina is that, what's the lush of the Gemara very strangely? It is a strange habit to taka. Trefa nami takrev v'tatar lav shebasocha. Trefa tikarev v'tatar lav shebasocha. How do you explain this hafamina? For Tosfos, it's a crazy hafamina, but it's possible. You don't have to make the hafamina so good. It's only a hafamina. But you at least have to make it a hafamina. For Tosfos, it's good enough as a hafamina. Why? Because Tosfos said there's a new principle. We just misunderstood the new principle. For Tosfos, what's the hafamina? The hafamina is that we misunderstood the new principle. And we thought, let me put it this way. Why does it work well for Tosfos? The hafamina is that it's matir chadosh svichin utrefa. The maskana, and it's only matter chadosh and svichin because mitzvasa batach. So what the maskana is, what's the principle? When the Torah dafka tells you to bring something treif, but to bring something forbidden to eat, I hate to use the word treif in this again, then the Torah is telling you that this case is kosher to eat. When the Torah says, this is not kosher for eating, but bring it as a karban, the Torah is saying, this now it's kosher for eating. If I'm telling you to bring it as a karban, if it's good enough that the Torah tells you to bring it as a karban, then it's good enough for eating. So then we understand. Principle is, if Torah tells you, davka, to offer as a karban, then Torah is saying it's kosher. Okay, just like Malika could be eaten by the Kohanim. How do you know the Kohanim can eat Malika? I mean, it says in the Pasuk. Why? Malika's the male? No, when the Torah tells you to do something, it's giving a stamp of approval nonetheless. When the Torah tells you to do something, it's automatically good. Okay, here it's a little tricky. Right? What's the havamina? Is that if you bring trefa as a karban, then it automatically becomes mutter. The Torah never told you to bring trefa. Let's say the Torah had said nothing. Right? Then we could have a havamina, we'll bring trefa and it'll be mutter to eat. That's very strange. But you have to say, the havamina, the principle is something else. And I'd be more... The havamina, the principle is something else. The principle is in the havamina that I think you have to base on this, on the concept of... No, but trefa is proven aser. Basar b'trefa lo sochelu.
We don't know that it's bad for
karba. So that'd be good for karba. What makes it mutter to eat?
The hafamina is that every karba and
any karba. I think the hafamina is that why is every karba mutter to eat? I think it will be sweeter or smoother if we add the principle of mishulchan kavoa kazachu. Okay, mishulchan kavoa kazachu, according to most boskim, means only when the kohanim eat their portions. They're eating mishulchan kavoa, not their own. There are some Rishonim, we even say when the Ba'ilim eat kachim kalim, it's Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu. What does Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu mean? It means that this is not like my regular property that I'm eating that happens to be holy, like Trumos or Maestros. Trumos or Maestros are my property. I know you'll find me some philosopher someplace who writes Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu by Truma. Okay, that means philosophically, not halachically. Right? Trumos or Maestros is my personal property. Kachim? No, certainly kachim. Kachim? When the Kohanim get the Besar Chatas and the Shari Menachos, that's not their property. They can't use it for Kiddushin or for Kinyanim, etc. Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, they're eating at Hashem's table. Right? They're guests at Hashem's table. This is not their... They're not Bailim. Okay, what does that mean? It means they're eating, not only that, when the Kohanim eat, that's called Avoda, the Gemara says in a few places. Okay, even when the Kohanim eat other things, it's called Avoda. So, what you have to say is this. Since Mishulchan Gavoa Kazachu, we're not eating it as regular food. We're eating it as part of the Avodas HaKarban. So therefore, if it's good enough for a Karban, it's kosher to eat for people who are eating it as part of the Karban. And that's the principle. Not the principle that if the Torah said you must do it, the Torah must have given a special hechsher. When the Torah says you must bring this to the Karban, the Torah is saying, poof, now it's kosher. No. The Torah is saying that whatever you bring as a Karban is automatically kosher. Not necessarily kosher for eating in the regular human sense of eating, but kosher for hakrava, and your eating's also part of the hakrava. If it's not pasul hakrava, your eating's also part of that hakrava. Your eating's not regular eating. So I think that maybe you could say that mishulchan gavoa kazachu, right? If you say we're eating at the shulchan gavoa, therefore our eating is really midin hakravas karban, and not regular achila, and that's a good havmina. The havmina is eating karbanos. It doesn't have to be kosher in Rami Levi in regular rules for you to eat karbanos. Because eating karbanos is not eating regular food. Eating karbanos is mishulchan gavoa, is being at Hashem's table and joining the hakrava. Okay, so if it's kosher hakrava, it's kosher for you to eat as a karban, because you're eating part of that hakrava. You're not eating a stam eating. Right? You think, okay, we think that the Kohanim eating the Beis HaMikdash was like a barbecue. No, the Kohanim eating the Beis HaMikdash, they were doing something which only looks like, only biologically looks like when I eat at home. Really, they were doing something completely different.
Could we be mechalik and say that it's kosher for korban, it's kosher for achila, and that would be mechalik there, therefore a kosher korban is machshir as a korban, but the Kohanim can't eat it?
No, that is not Tosos Shita. Tosos Shita, that's Rashi Shita. I'm Tosos, right. The problem is for Rashi. Why is Rashi a problem? I'll illustrate by this chart. The Havamina is that it's Matir, Chadosh, and Trefa, but we already know it's not Matir Sfichin. Maskana is that it's Matir Chadosh, Velo, Sfichin, Utrefa. Well, hold on a second. The Havmina is that it's Matir Trefa. But remember, it's not Matir Sfichin. That's close to the second Kasha. V'od, my kabar shvefa na mitir kabla tors lav shem sochus, yuch lukar mishol trefa. V'lo yinu matir isur shvias, v'lo ma yater isur trefa. If even in the Havmin, it's Matir Chadosh, but not shvias, why are we matter trefa if it's not matter shvias? If you want to say, how many matter everything? Why? Bed Narsh may not be shulchan gavoa kazachu. Things are good as far. Bed Narsh didn't do much by making it up. Okay, but for Rashi, if it's not matter svichin, what's the half meaning that it should be matter trefa? And that's it. Bomb kasha on Rashi. Now, if you want, you could say.
Not eating a trefa is a lot.
What?
Not eating a trefa is a lot. Not eating chadash also a lot, right?
Yeah.
What's the punishment for eating chadash?
Malkus.
And what about for Shefa?
Malkus.
And what about for eating Svichin?
I'm claiming Asay. It's Asay, not Malkus.
So that's maybe that's the Chilek.
That's backwards, you know. Now, I understand some ways backwards is forwards, but you have to fill in. Now, okay, I have two ways of answering this. One way is true, and the other way is... All right, maybe there's only one way to answer it. Anyway, the duchuk way to, the cheap way to answer it is that, in this line of the Havamina, Rashi agrees with Tosos. Yeah, in the previous line, he didn't agree with Tosos. In the next line, he doesn't agree with Tosos. But this Havamina of Tatar Trefa would also be Matar Stichen. Because the Havamina is the same as Tosos. So maybe you could answer, no. In Havamina, Rashi agrees with Tosos. That's the only true way to answer this, I think. Yeah, in this line of the Havamina, it says it should be Matar Trefa. We change our mind and think it's also Matar Stephen. I mean, in the previous line, we thought it wasn't Matar Stephen. The next line, we think it's not Matar Stephen. And in this line, we also think it's Matar Stephen. And in which case, he's the same as Tosos. Yes?
I thought the whole sugya from the Tanarabana, it's not trying to prove a Havamina that Trefa is usher to eat. It's only showing that Trefa is...
Okay. No, I know the whole sugya is not, but this line is, because it says Tater Lav Shebezocha.
But to the Gvoa, not to
no,
the
no, the no, the no, no, no.
That's why Chayil and Dam and Malika, none of that says that Kohanim can eat that stuff. It's all
no.
Put it on
I know, but that's until we got to the part of Materis. From Malam in Chazor Omer Shekein Materis, we're talking about being Mater Lehedyot.
But we're just trying to show a Chilek in the proof. Say, this is not a good proof because it has a Mater power. Whether it's Mater power for Hedyot, whether it's a Mater power for itself, whether it's a Mater power for the Gevola.
Right.
But we're trying to show, can Trefa go on the Mizbech? That's the whole thing. We're
yes, but basically we just said, no, because you're not following, sorry, I didn't explain the Shaka L'Tarya pointedly enough. We said, from Minchas HaOmer cannot be a proof that non-kosher things are good for this Be'ach, because that has power to be Mater. So the Gemara is asking, well, let Trefa also go on the Be'ach and have power to be Mater, meaning to be Mater Lehedyot. Just like Omer is Mater Lehedyot, in this line we're thinking Trefa is Mater Lehedyot. We're thinking something very strange. Why? Because if it's matzah lehegyot, then it's like omer, and then it should be kosher lekarbon. Right now we're sort of admitting, yeah, if it would have no matzah for hegyot, it wouldn't be kosher lekarbon. But let's treat matzah lehegyot. So at this point, think treif is matzah lehegyot. Okay, that's the true way to defend Rashi. Is there another way to defend Rashi? I don't know. Maybe if you want, you could say, if you really want to be creative, you could say, no, there's no rule that anything that's a karbon becomes kosher for people to eat. Only chadash becomes kosher for people to eat because omer is matar chadash, because that's substantively relevant. Svichen as a karbon doesn't become much for people to eat because the karbon has no relevance being svichen, it's just coincidence. Maybe you could say treifa, there's a famous chiddush of the Brisker Rav, which I know there are kashas on. And he answers the kashas, the question how much you like his answer. I didn't have kashas, he didn't have. The question how much you like his answer is kashas. The Brisker Rav in the letters at the end of the Griz al Rambam has a famous yisod about treifa. Who knows the Brisker Rav's famous yisod about the yisod treifa? Exactly. That treifa is not just a separate iser. Treifa is, the Rambam says, treifa is mitzas nevela. The Rambam says, of course, treifa is mitzas nevela. Treifa and nevela are the same iser, the Rambam says. Two lavim, but the same iser. Half a gzais of one plus half a gzais of the other counts as malchus. Says the Rambam, says the Brisker Rav, and he brings many rishis in the Rambam, which I'm not going to go over now, that the problem with treifa is not that treifa is itself an iser. It's that nevela means it died instead of was shechted, and therefore, it's usher because it died instead of was shechted. Treifa is usher because it. This is now to not say the chiddush of the Brisker Rav. You say nevela is usher because it died, and treifa is usher because it half died. Okay, that the Brisker Rav's chiddush. No, nevela is usher because it died instead of being shechted. Treifa is usher because it was half shechted instead of being shechted. Because when you shecht a treifa, that's not a full shechita. It's only a full shechita that it takes something that's totally alive and shechted. If you take something that's already partially dead in shechta, that's a flaw in the shechita. The Brisker Rav's tremendous chiddush is that treifa is really a pagam in the shechita, not a independent iser. Okay, you might think of kashas on that. Open it up. He asked the kashas. See if you like his answers. Whatever kashas you're thinking of, he asked. Maybe different words, but you know, a different example, but the ikaron. Okay, that's the famous chiddush of the Brisker Rav that treifa is a pagam in shechita. His biggest raya for that is the Rambam says that if a goy shechts is nevela, says in the Mishnah. If a ger toshav shechts, then it's usher to eat midoraisa, but it doesn't have tumas nevela doraisa. And the Rambam says, hold on, how can you say it's an isser to eat midoraisa, but it doesn't have tumas midoraisa? Who have heard of something, either nevela or tumas? He says, no, just like treifa is usher to eat midoraisa, but has no tumas, right? Treifa is not navatoma. Unlike the Vilav Shabbat Toma. So to Shechitas Ger Toshav is usher to eat midaraisa, but has no Toma midaraisa. So everyone asks, what do you mean? I mean, Arla and Klai Karim also usher to eat have no Toma. Like, why is Trefa a Raya for rule of the one person shechting? They answer, yeah, if Trefa was just Tam and Isser, it wouldn't be a Raya. But if Trefa is a Pagam in the Shechita, Ger Toshav is also, is a Goy is a Pagam in the Shechita. And just like by Nevela and Trefa, Nevela is a total Afgasa Shechita, and therefore it's usher to eat and Benava Toma, Trefa is a partial pagam in the shechita, so it's usher to eat midoraisa, but it's not an avatoma. Likewise, a goy mamish, an akko mamish, is a total afka of the shechita and is usher to eat midoraisa and avatoma, while the ger toshav is a partial pagam in the shechita, so it's usher to eat midoraisa and not an avatoma. Fine, that's the Brisker Rav's yisod. Ayin Shom, it's like the pei gimel or something, or pei something, at the end of the Brisker Rav, whereas these letters, which, you know, all the YU people say were written between him and the Rav, nobody really knows.
The first one is okay.
Okay, fair enough. I trust him. Anyway, so maybe you could say like this. If the problem with treifa is that it's a begam in the shechita, now I know we discussed a little the relationship between shechitas kachim and shechitas chulin, but maybe you could say the chiddush gadol that, no, Rashi really has a svara. If treifa, the problem with treifa is not that it's stam has an iser, but that it's a begam in the shechita. If it would be valid as a karbon, that shechita would automatically be a shechita, because it's a shechita de mahani le karbonos. Once the shechita counted for avoda, it mela becomes a full shechita. Once a full shechita, we don't care that it's a treifa. You can overcome the problem of treifa by beefing up the shechita, by having it count as a part of the avoda. And any shechita that counts the avoda, agav, just like by sukkah, right? We say agav migu da havidofen len yashabas, havidofen len yasukkah.
right? If you have a Tzuras HaPesach, that's not a valid sukkah Wednesday, Thursday, Friday when Shabbos comes, since it's valid Rosh Hashanah, it becomes valid sukkah. So, you know, this, it wouldn't be valid Shechita, but if we valid Shechita for Kachem, it would be a valid Shechita for Kulin also. Meaning that's what you can say for Raman. There is some substantive connection. For Rashi, there's some substantive connection between Trefa, not the exact same as Chadash. It's not like Sfichin. What does the fact of Sfichin have to do with the Karban? They're two separate things. Chadash is relevant. Maybe Trefa is also relevant if the Brisker Rav says of Gam and Shechita, the fact that you're doing Shechita's Karbanos and that it's Machshir Le'avoda could make it a kosher Shechita. Okay, that's the probably 99% likely not true defense of Rashi. True defense of Rashi is on the board.
But it would be like Malika then.
Exactly. And also, Adi points out you have president of Malika. We already know that if you have the Brisker Rav Yisod, the trade for the problem of Shechita, we already know in Kachim you have different Shechitas and people can eat them also. Right, very good. You put that together already, maybe it is true. Okay, now you're not so crazy. Put the Brisker Rav together, that the problem of Trefa is really a din in the Shechita, not an independent din. And the fact that in Kachim, we already know you have more flexible Shechita. Then already.
Is it a question on something you said earlier? If you shech something betuma, or if you bring a korban betuma, you can't eat that, right? It's kosher. The korban's kosher, but you can't eat it. So the fact that you went through the proceedings and it's a kosher korban doesn't automatically be matir.
But that's fine because that you just say that's because it's not mitzvasa v'kach. In the maskan, it's only if it's maybe according to this half, meaning you would have eaten it. And if it would be mitzvasa v'kach, you would eat it. I mean, anything that's my answer is going to be mitzvasa v'kach is okay because that taka is the line after the havmina. Meaning, I'm not going to say everything is just a havmina, don't speak kasha from Shas. Say, this is just a havmina where then they say mitzvasa b'kach. So don't speak kasha, I can answer with mitzvasa b'kach. Okay, now I just want to point out one thing, and then... point out one thing, and then do what we can. Then we might have to rely on the Mishnah and Avos. But let me point out, according to this Rashi in Tosos, is Yotze a machlokes that pervades the previous sugya, which is the simple question. Why isn't every, not the case we're talking about of weird cases, every minchas ha'omer puzzle because it's not Mimashke Yisrael? Why isn't every minchas omer puzzle because it's not Mimashke Yisrael? Why do you see that question, right? The Rashba, Yuchas the Rashba asked the question, Davhei, Amin Aleph. Why isn't every minchas omer puzzle because it's Chadash, not Mimashke Yisrael? What would you answer? Who says that? The Rashba. The Rashba says, Gitav Yadabam Ka'achas. What does that mean? Right? Gitav Yadabam Ka'achas. There are two things, each of which are prerequisite for the other. You might on your own have said, so neither of them work. But Al Pi Halacha, we say they both work. They can both be the prerequisite for each other and make themselves work. Okay, we're not going to get into whether that's true across the board or not and all the achronim on that. Let's just take the Rashba. Says the Rashba, he says, because b'shas haktara hutar iser chadash. And if you say, but it's only Hutar Iser Chadash because it was a good Haktara. It's only good Haktara because Hutar Iser Chadash. Is that a lot of work? The answer is yes, that's Gito V'yado Ban Ka'achas.
Right? The Gito V'yado Ban Ka'achas.
Right? Gito V'yado Ban Ka'achas. Right? If I have an Eved, Kanani, I want to free him. I give him a shtar, we paskin. I can give him a shtar shechur. Komash Kana Eved Kana Rabo. So it's still my shar shechur. No, he's free because he got the shtar shechur. Oh, but he didn't because whatever he has in mind. No, it's his because he's free. He only got the shtar because he's free. He's only free because he got the shtar. Gitzav Yadabon Ka'achas here also. That's what the Rashba says. However, it's not so pashut. Why is that not so pashut? Because it's based on an assumption. The assumption is that, it's based on two assumptions. We'll only go on. Who says, how about B'shas Kmitza? When you did Kmitza, it was still treif. Gitzav Yadabon Ka'achas only works with Akhtara. The Kmitza was still puzzle. So how can you do the Kmitza? He obviously assumes you only need Mashke Yisrael b'shas Haktara. You don't need Mashke Yisrael for all avodos. It's not so pashut. I would thought you need mashkin shvah for all avodos, right? So he's based on an assumption. And another assumption also, which is that even within the haktara, there's when it lands on the mizbeach and when it gets burnt. And it could be that the omer is not mutter till it gets burnt, but the way the avodah is done when it lands on the mizbeach. So you can have two kashas on him, right? But let's stick with one. One is that you don't have mashki yisrael b'shas, b'shas kmitza. The other is that maybe it's not bum ka'achas because you might need a later stage. But okay, the second question I can answer, even if it's not bom ka'achas till nechaz or berubo, it could be then it counts as haktara. Okay, so with one kasha, there's an assumption. What's the assumption? He assumes that lo ba'inan mimashke Yisrael bishas kmitza. And all the avodos. But what if, that's not so pashat, what if you would assume, what if we assume intinsu lomar beinan mimashke Yisrael v'chol havodos? Then it's not a valid answer anymore. What if you need mimashke Yisrael and all the avodos? Then it's not a valid answer anymore.
Who says that?
What? The Achronim are masufik about this. They don't. I don't have clear sheetas. Okay. Then, but I'll show you that I'm going somewhere. Then what could you say? You could say, so how do you answer? Every minchas omer should be pasul. The answer is no. The answer is according to Tosfos is no problem. There's a principle that whenever the Torah said to do something, the Torah made it kosher. Right? Just say there's a principle. Right? Just say no problem. Right? Just answer that. Right? Litosvos nicha. Dekal shemitz vaso bekach. Xeris akasov. De utar. Yeah, it's mutter. It's mutter kach. It's vaso kach. It's xeris akasov. It's mutter.
It's mutter
bechila? Mutter bechila.
That's not true.
What?
That's not true because of tumah. You just answered a few seconds ago that it's only in the stage of tumah.
If you bring a korban that's not mitzvah so lekach to bring it betumah. Torah didn't tell you to bring it betumah, you just happen to have tumah. What I'm saying is that when the Torah tells you to bring it even, that's not mitzvah so lekach. Only the Torah tells you to bring it dafka. Okay, xeris akasav dehutar. So, yes. So that's an interesting question. It's a little tricky because there's a lot of freyas. If you're makdish it and you eat it, then you weren't makdish it as the omer in the end. So then, I would say lomar freya, no. Now, here, I just want to point out that you don't have to agree with this rashba at all. The rashba claims every omer is motzer because it's gitav yod ka'achas. You could say, no, every omer is motzer because it's principle of tosos. That mitzvah, again, the maskana told me mitzvah sabakach, it's not everything, but whenever it's mitzvah sabakach, the Torah is automatically matter. Torah implies, whenever the Torah says bring a carpet, it implies special heter. Now, the nafkamina of that would just be the question of, the nafkamina would be the question of the shifim gubetzis. Right? Not a nafkamina practically, but nafkamina. Lama Rav holds. Remember, Rish Lakish holds Heir Mizrach is Matar. Rav is Dafka, the ones who holds Heir Mizrach is not Matar. Right? Lishitase de Heir Mizrach Eino Matar Lo Pasal. Remember, Rav Pasluk is Balahata Velohiter? Rav could have a better solution. Lo Pasal Minchas. Ha'omer shalo lishma mishum din mimashke Yisrael, and then he wouldn't have been itosav. And if you ask, well, he had his own. No, he was itosav. He could have not been itosav. Vilo yeye alav tiyuvta. Rav says the pasuk was bolahat v'lohat. He turned it was a itosav. My crazy shot in the Rambam, I'm fine. But Rav is itosav. He should have said, no, Pashit. I hold Heir Mizrach's not Matir. Rishlach holds Heir Mizrach's Matir. I hold Heir Mizrach's not Matir. If Heir Mizrach is not Matir, then it's Kashav Lo'ola. But if it's Lo'ola, it's Shirayim or Treif. If it's Shirayim or Treif, it's Pasuk to Mashki Yisrael. Why didn't Rav Pasuk to Mashki Yisrael? Answers the Shidu Gebetzes, very Mechudish. He says, no, because Rav holds that Rav holds that it would still be mutter to eat the shirayim. Rav holds it would still be mutter to eat the shirayim. That's the big chiddush that Shiva Gebet says. Why would Rav hold it still mutter to eat the shirayim, even though lo Allah, even though it's usher to eat all the rest of the chadash in the world, because shalol l'shma is lo Allah, it's still mutter to eat the shirayim. That's obviously following Tosfos, as opposed to this Rashba, which makes sense. Shiva Gebet is usually an alternative version of Tosfos. Says the Shiva Gebet says, kosher v'lo Allah, v'lo hutar kol chadash sheba olam, aval hutar omer zeh ba'achila. Why be hutar ba'achila if there's no chamos heter chadash? The answer is he's not like the Rashba who would follow Rashi, who would work with Rashi. He's like Tosos. Tosos holds the principle. Whenever the Torah told you to bring something, it made it mutter. The Torah told you to bring Minchas Omer. I know you did a Shalom Lishma, but you still brought what the Torah told you to bring. If you brought what the Torah told you to bring, then you had a side problem. It was a little older, but you brought what the Torah told you to bring. If you brought what the Torah told you to bring, then the Torah made it mutter. This works perfectly for Tosos. There's a principle. When you bring what the Torah told you to bring, it's automatically mutter. I know it's not mutter the rest of the Kaddish, 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 Lo Allah. But according to the Rashba, no, every Omer is not mutter because of the principle. There's no principle of Tosos. Every Omer is only mutter because of Yadabam Ka'achas. Here, Shalul Shema was Lo Allah. And here, Mizrach wasn't mutter, so nothing is mutter Kaddish. So there's no Gitav Yadabam Ka'achas. Should be possible. So the answer is you have to hold like all the other Achronim, or all the Achronim, that's not an Achron here, he's quoting Bali Tosos, that Ein Achanami, it is usher to eat. We'll just mention maybe the who did I put here? I put the Karen Ora. I put the Karen Ora. You could say says the Karen Ora a big finish, right? You have to say one of two things. Some of the other Achronim say. Who's the other Achronim who says this? I heard someone. I forget who it was. Okay, so we'll stick. Basically, you have to say. In a fanami lifi rav pasol mishum din mimashke Yisrael, says the Karen Ora, even though this is a little bit bedochak. Yeah, when Rav says balahat lahita, he really meant since it wasn't matir, it's a psul mimashke Yisrael. Okay, that's going to be a little tricky, because then he says, v'chein asher b'tzorah, etc. So you have to figure out why. And if you rab, possibly should be mashed Yisrael, how to answer v'ayin keren ora v'od eich lefarish kach b'sugya. How are you going to stick that into the sugya? It's going to be tricky, but the keren ora says, and I'm not going to fully develop it, and all the achronim, some of them say, some of the sayings say, in a family would be possible this way, but he holds the aim of Chosu Zaman Lebobayom. And then you have to figure out how to get out of that. But basically, this Shidu Gubet says only works if you say there's a special principle whenever the Torah said to bring carbon, said it's kosher. Said it's kosher to eat. If you hold like the Rashba, no, there's no special principle that whatever the Torah says to bring carbon is okay. There's only Gitav Yadabam Ka'achas, then if it's Shalol Shvon, there's no Gitav Yadabam Ka'achas. And Rav could have passed for a different way, and then you get into trouble. So yeah, and we'll leave that for now.
Even though she took a pizza, you didn't bring
Kimisato.
You messed up. No, it's not.
Aha, okay, so yay, and he holds it nonetheless. Right? So yay Shlodon. Okay, Josh, when you get a chance, please. Now, our time is really up. I could. Yes, that's true. Okay, forget it. Our time is really up. But I haven't gotten very far. Okay, so let's take 2 minutes and not get to everything we needed to get to. Let's at least figure out this very famous and fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Rabbi Natan. I don't know if Tosos... Tosos also goes to Rabbi Natan. About Shitas Rabbi Akiva. What is Shitas Rabbi Akiva? Shitas Rabbi Akiva Besvichin. Someone summarize for me. What's the difference between Rashi and Rabbi Natan? Exactly. The Besvichin, says Rabbi Natan, they are totally usur legamre. They are totally, totally treif. Anything grows by itself in Besvichin is treif vizehu. Why would it be totally treif just because Besvichin grew during Shvius? Right? It's a little funny. So,
The Ran says that was on the Makoros says Zeres HaKasov.
Zeres HaKasov, that's a treif. The Rabbeinu David says, even though it's funny, usually you think of this as being more drabbanan, the Rabbeinu David in brackets says that the Torah was worried mipnei haramayim. Even though that's the kind of thing drabbanan usually
do. How does the Torah think?
The Rabbeinu David says it. He says, no, the Torah knew that if things that grew by themselves are mutter, people are not so firm will plant and claim it grew by themselves. So therefore, the Torah says whatever grows by itself is totally also legamri, legamri, legamri. And then, no one will have an incentive to do an isser. The Tosos Rid is not as clear, but I think I put it on the Makoros as well. The Tosos Rid tries to explain the logic of Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, it is just like tefuah that grew because you did an aveira. Just like if you plant into an aveira, it's treif. So too here, it's treif. What does he mean by this? I think what he means is, because after all, if I did an aveira, I understand why what grows is treif. No one did an aveira; it just grew by itself. I think what he means is yes, is that not aveira as in someone did an evil moral act which they will be punished for. Clearly not. But b'shav saharet shabbos l'Hashem. This Bev Cook has a big chakira. Is it in Chefza Gavra? It's just that the Gavra has to not work the land during Shvias, or the land has to rest during Shvias? Nafkamina is tremendous nafkamina, right? What if you ask a guy to work your land during Shvias? Is that an issue drabbanan under your lakum, or an issue daraisa to the land's not resting, right? Clearly, if the guy works the land without asking your permission, that's not nothing we can do about it, right? In Golas, when the Mamluks lived here and worked the land, that wasn't our problem. But now, if I hire an Arab to work my land during Shvias, if it's an Isser Gavra, I'm doing an Isser Rabbanim Amir Lakum. If it's an Isser Chetza, I'm doing an Isser Daraisa. There's man not resting.
You should tell him beforehand how much you should make so that your wife would.
Yes. So, okay. So, maybe what the Rid means is that no. Mipnei Sheha'aretz Avad Bishvias. There was work going on here. You didn't do it, but there was work. I understand when apples grow on a tree, but apples grow on a tree is not work. They grow automatically. Seeds landing and being planted and growing, that's work, even though no one did it, happened by accident. Okay, maybe three slashes were in palm, but it could be zero scos if we don't need. Rashi is the more mechunish. Says Rashi, Asr, Achar, Habir. Says Rashi, Asr after beer. What does beer mean? Those of you who are there know that we darshan from the pasuk, that whatever grows in Shvias you can eat is hefker. Even if you take it, you can only keep it and as long as it's available in the field. Once the season ends, then you're, you know, as long as it's in the field, if you take it, you're just being convenient and keeping it at home instead of going to the field every day for breakfast. Once the season ends, kala l'chaya b'aretz, then you're not just adding convenience. You're a hoarder. You're hoarding. If there's no resources left, you kept them all for yourself. That's called the shas bir. And according to the Rambam, you have to destroy whatever's left. Season's over. Treif, destroy. According to the Rambam, you have to take whatever's left and be mafra in the street and let everyone take a little. Okay, without getting into details. We're familiar with beer. We hold like the Ramban. After beer, you just mop it in the street and it's still kosher. That's accepted psak. Now, says Rashi after the time of beer. And here there's a bunch of kashas Rabbeinu Tam has on Rashi. But maybe we'll stick with two main kashas on Rashi. What are the two main kashas you could ask on Rashi? Anyway, you tell me. What kasha do you ask on Rashi not based on the technical workings of our sugya? Yeah! What do you mean? Everyone knows that there's beer. What do you, forget about Svichin. Apples and oranges. We all know there's beer. Everyone knows there's beer. What do the Chachamim hold, right? Question one is you can ask in two ways. What's the Chiddush? Even the Chachamim admit that Shvius needs beer. I mean, everyone knows fruits need beer, so why shouldn't Svichin, right? Let's say better that way, right? What's the Chiddush? One second. Even fruits, which grow totally on their own, even fruits need beer. So obviously, so do Svichin. Aha. So, what is, I'm not going to get into all the Makoros now, but what is Yonatan suggesting? What is Yonatan suggesting? Right? So, it could be First of all, what are the it could be. I'm not even getting to the Ron who then has another one, another one, etc. What are you? What is one derech? One derech is to say, let's call this Aleph. No, Havamina de Peros Ha'ilan Ba'u Beer. Said Peros Ha'ilan Chayavim Beer. Aval Sfichim Lo. V'zeh shitas chachamim. Right? Chacham say, no, Peros Ha'ilan need beer. Sfichim don't need beer. And Rabbi Akiva says, Sfichim need beer. Okay, whether or not he's also Mechadish Dev Kedusha Shvias, or no, no beer is what the Ron deals with. Why do you have Mina, Sfichim don't need beer, and Peros Ha'ilan do? The Ron never says, but I think it's an obvious svara. Why do you have Mina that, Peros Ha'ilan, that is all the restrictions of Shvias, even though no one did anything? Sfichim, which taka grew, and all of a sudden don't have the rules of Shvias. Why?
Maybe because fruits have an ona. The planting can be all.
So?
So therefore there's no shot that view.
You mean technically? I hear you, but then the problem is, no, because if they really don't have no na, then Rashi Shita doesn't make sense. There's never a beer. Then they're all like loaf and etc. Okay, so I think the answer is pashut. Fruits that grow during Shvias grow because of the agricultural labor of the farmer. Because 5 years ago he planted a tree and it's part of his business. When fruits grow during Shvias, that's part of your business. You plant a tree and it gives fruit for 30 years. Or for 700 years, an olive tree. Right? So therefore I understand. The Torah says fruits, it happens to be you could do business as usual doing Shvias without working. Because they grow on their own. But they grow on your own because you invested in them. They're a business deal. The accountant has all works out. All the amortization, depreciation, and works out all the profit and loss. That, Torah says, come on, Kedusha Shvias, you can't hoard that. That would be business as usual. Sfichin, no one did any business. No one did any agricultural work. It's mama's just an accident. That, if someone wants to hoard it, that's not against the idea of Shvias.
How did that accident come to be?
What? Because when I cut the grains, a few seeds are going to naturally fall. When I winnow, they're going to be blown away by the wind. Birds are going to eat them and excrete them in their dung and animals, and these things happen. We're trusting people. So I think that's Pasha. I think the Svara is, you don't have to agree with me, I think the Svara is that Peros Ha'ilan Ba'u Mitoch Avodah Chakla'it. And therefore, you have to say you can't eat the fruits of your labors. Aval sfichin mufkain, right? From the mechaklot, right? Sfichin are mufka, they're not chaklot, there's no agriculture in sfichin. Sfichin are like, if there's some island you discover that no human being ever touched, there might appear to be Elon also. But, Sfichin happen without any human initiative. Therefore, you don't need to say, don't be machzik kishalo. Because they're obviously not anyone's agriculture. But trees are part of your business. It's just a part of your business that keeps producing, and you don't have to work every year as much. Okay, then the Torah has to say, can't do business on Shvias. Okay, that's one derech. Now let's just ask the second derech. That's one derech. What's the question number two on Rashi? Question number two on Rashi, the much more damning question, is that this bond doesn't work out. Keep in mind, if Rashi told Rabbi Sam thinks they're usher forever, so why can't the Omer be mopped to them? Because they're usher always. So you can't be mopped to them always. Rashi thinks they're usher after the beer. When does Rashi say the beer is? Revia Shnia. What does Revia mean? Rain. Revia Shnia is Cheshvan. Hold it. The end of the season is Cheshvan. The end, Beer Shvias is Cheshvan of when? Beer Shvias, not Cheshvan of Shvias. Everything in Shvias grew and is gone from the field by Cheshvan of Shvias? No. It's Cheshvan of the eighth year. Cheshvan of the eighth year is, remember, you keep everything out in the field, etc. So, that's the big kasha. The big kasha is that if they're only usher after the beer, they're only usher 7 months after the Karbana Omer. So the Karbana Omer is Matzer B'Keif. So what do you mean the Karbon Omer is not Matur? They're still Matur for another 7 months. That's the impossible Tasha on Rashi. Yeah. Question two is, that what do you mean? Omer Matur mi Nisan
ad cheshvan de shminis. Revia shnia.
What's pshat? We all know that the season ends in revia shnia. So that's a killer for Rashi. Okay, how do you defend Rashi? So again, not like no one ever defended Rashi before. Not like anyone ever defended Rashi before. One way is the Ran and Rabbeinu David and the Ma'arach Rosh HaRuah all say something very simple. They all say that, no. When is the Shas Bir, when is the end of the season Revia Shnia? The end of the season Revia Shnia is in a normal year. In a normal year, I plant in the winter, I harvest in the spring, and there's still some left in the fields until the fall. But that's a normal year when I plant. In Shvi'is, I don't plant. All that grows is svichen, things that grow by accident. Things that grow by accident, there's very few of them. People don't have enough to eat. The animals don't have enough to eat. They go, they look for them in places. And, first of all, they grow much earlier. Because what? Things, seeds that fell from last year. It's not like I stored seeds from last year and planted them on purpose. Things that fell from last year start growing much earlier. Things that grow from fell last year start growing earlier. No, I mean, even if they grow this year. I don't have time to deal with that Shivim Gavetz's Kasha, which is a killer. Okay. The Yud Gimel. And they disappear very quickly because there's very little of them. So, in a Hanami, in a normal year, the beer is next Cheshvan. But in a year of in a year where there's hardly anything there, then the Zman Beer is much earlier. Then the Zman Beer is much earlier. Okay, the Ran says something you don't fully understand, and then he says maybe Hanukkah. Right? Then the Zman Beer is before Nisan. That's very simple. One answer is this is what the Ran and the Ma'arach Rosh HaRuah, the Ma'arach Rosh HaRuah is Rav Chaim, the son of the Rosh HaRuah, answer that no, in a normal year, then some remains in the field until next Cheshvan. But in Shvi'as, the Zman Bir is in the winter. Maybe Hanukkah, maybe Purim, maybe Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's a great answer. I mean, it makes sense. I didn't plant anything. It's just what fell last year. What fell last year started growing earlier, and there's only a little, so people copped it right away. So it's going to be gone by Hanukkah, and therefore, Omer will be after the beer, and that's why Omer's not Matir. The big problem is, Rashi Mefurish says Revia Shnia. Right? So, that's the problem. The problem is, Rashi says Revia Shnia. So you have to be nitzak to say, no, he meant just, and he says, Shvi'as Revia Shnia. You have to say he meant Lav Davka. It's a little tricky. Shivim Gavetz is one here saying the first Rashi, Svichan Asurin, which says Hanukkah. And then the foot on the bottom says can't be. So I don't know, even if you stick Hanukkah into Rashi, he also says Revia Shnia. And he also says Beshvi'as Revia Shnia. It's going to be a little strange, no?
Yeah.
So, okay, I have a crazy pshat in Rashi. Okay. How are you going to get out of this? It's going to be very hard. Now, if all the Rishonim said it, they must have had something in mind. But I'm really not sure what they had in mind. I want to say a big chiddush in this Rashi. What do I want to say? I want to say that Rashi means Revia Shnia. He doesn't mean Revia Shnia of Shminas. He means Revia Shnia of Shvi'as. And what's special about Revia Shnia of Shvi'as? All the Shishas is gone, right? All the Chamishas is gone by Cheshvan of Shishas. All the Shishas is gone by Cheshvan of Shvi'as. He means, what Rashi means is that that Svichan are also after the beer of last year. Because this year, they're not supposed to be a season. It's Shemitah for Svichan.
Is that what the Ramban says, quoted in the Ran? Isn't that his answer?
No, I don't think it's his answer. I'll look again.
Isn't that the
Ur Zeruah? It might be the Ur Zeruah. The Ur Zeruah doesn't say exactly, but I don't think so. It's similar to the Ur Zeruah. What I want to say is that no, Rashi meant Shas Bir Diyavul Shishis equals Cheshvan the Shvias. Where Rashi means that Zman Bir is 5 months before the Omer. The Zman Bir for Sfichin is when Shishis is gone. Why? Because there is no crop of Shvias. You can't talk about a Zman Bir of Sfichin. What's Zman Bir of Sfichin? A few grew from here and there. There's no Zman of anything. It's not a season of anything. Zman Bir of Shishis. And that's the Chiddush of Rashi. The Chiddush of Rashi is that Peros Ha'ilon Asurin Achar Shekola Shvias Minasode. Kola means it's gone, Minasode. But Svichen are Asurin Achar Shekola. That's based on the Lush of the Medrash. Shishish Minasode. That's the difference between Svichen and Pirsa Elon. Pirsa Elon, there is a season in Shvias. So there's no beer until the Shvias season ends, which is in Shvinas. But Svichen, there is no season in Shvias. I know a little grows here and there. That's not called a season. So what's the beer? The beer is when, during Shvias, when Shishis ends. And therefore, when the Shishis is gone from the field, that's called Zman beer. And therefore, it was Asher 5 months before the Omer. And now, this is based on the Maracha. It's very similar to Maracha's Roy. You can answer.
Isn't essentially Tosos who says that it's Asher from the beginning?
No, it's not from the beginning, only from Cheshvan. Before Cheshvan, it's okay. Is that maybe you could say that no, the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is that Sfichen are Asurin when Yevul Shishis is Kala Min Hasada. Kala means gone from the Sada. That's why it's a Chiddush, the Chum don't agree. Everyone agrees that when this year's agricultural cycle would end, there'd be a Zman Bir for everything. But that's a Chiddush. I made it sound like a nice verb. It's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush to say we don't count Shvias as a season for Sfichin since they're not supposed to exist normally, and therefore we go by the Zman Bir of Shishis. That's a Chiddush, and that's what Akiva holds in the Chacham don't. No, they grew in Shvias. They grew in Shishis. Then that's the Shibuk Betzis is Tasha and Sukkot Yud Gimel. What?
So they grew in 1 month.
Ah, so I think, first of all, that's Meduyik that Rashi quotes the Gemara in Tainus. That, now, I admit, in both Tainus and Psachim, you're going to have to work hard to get this into Rashi, but I think you can do it. He says, Kash and Tevin. Yeah, Kash and Tevin can grow in Shvias until the Teshvah. Kash and Tevin can. I don't know about anything else, but Kash and Tevin can. Right? That's why it's Kash and Tevin. And in Echami, what it means is practically he's the same as Rabbi Natan. Except, I don't know, maybe for some other things, it wouldn't be. Or what other things are always in the field? Then they'd be Binekel. Okay, I think I want to say something. Instead of saying Rashi Chanukah when he says Rabbi Yishniyah, just say last Rabbi Yishniyah. What's the significance of last Rabbi Yishniyah? That's exactly the Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva, kills two birds with one stone. This is very similar to Maracher Zeruah. Maracher Zeruah says the Chiddush is you can have a Shas beer during Shvias, you don't have to wait till Shvinas. Maybe this is what he meant. Or maybe he just meant you can have it at Hanukkah, you don't have to wait till Shminas, and they have 3 days half a Mina. Okay, we don't have time for everything. We'll have to leave it for now.
It's
sort
of why
Stephen
is coming from the Koach of the
Zriya
of the Shishis.
Exactly,
Koach,
very good.
Kiva,
I'm with you.
Is that we didn't plan it now, and what we didn't gather stuff that came from when we could plant. So that's
correct.
The
correct. Okay, there's a lot more to be said. There's even more to be said about this. There's more to be said about the rest of the sugya, but our time is up. The Isra Talmud Torah of Tisha B'Av is fast approaching. The one thing that is menachem us is, as Rashi says, we're learning menachos at least. So as Rashi points out, that v'nefesh kisakrev korban mincha, why does the word dafka use nefesh here when it's used adam in Perek Aleph Vayikra? Because someone who's rich gives a sheep, or at least gives a bird if they're middle class. Someone who brings a mincha, someone who's too poor to even afford a bird, all they can afford is a little flower. Ah, but even though all they can afford is a little flower and it's not chashuv at all, since for them it was a real sacrifice and they put their heart into it, because it's harder for the poor person to give $10 than for the rich guy to give $1,000.
The
food for the whole day. Therefore, Hashem is mala as if they were makar of their nefesh to him on the mizbeach. And from here we see that Echad Amarba, the Echad Hamamit, So even though this is the shortest summer's month ever due to the way the calendar worked out, but luckily we learned Maseches Menachos, and if there's one thing we know from Maseches Menachos, as long as our libo is l'shem shamayim, then our limud is chashev in Hashem's eyes. Yes.
I'm going to scratch.
Of course, yeah.